school football is on the air. It's time for the color and excitement of high school football, presented by First Federal Credit Union, here on KGYM. Let's head to the stadium with our KGYM football crew. Dennis Knock with the sidelines report, John Haggerty with expert commentary, and with all of the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Kingston Stadium on this Week 8 Thursday night as we get ready for a big contest for one of these teams in Class 4A District 5. As tonight, it'll be the Warriors of Cedar Rapids, Washington, with the record of 6-1, 2-1 in district play, and rated number 4 in the state in Class 4A as they get ready to take on and host the Waterloo East Trojans tonight on Warrior Senior Night. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, alongside John Haggerty and Dennis Knock downstairs providing our sideline reports. Our high school football, as always, is brought to you and presented by First Federal Credit Union. Thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping out. We do appreciate it. They'll be the presenters of both football and basketball throughout the year right here on KGYM. A crisp, chilly evening for senior night here at Washington. Not the biggest crowd we've ever seen here at Kingston Stadium, John, but in essence, they're here to watch the first game of the Warrior playoff run here tonight, because if Washington wants to get back into that field of 16 and 4A, they have to win out and probably have a few things happen and help them out tonight.
Very important game for the Washington Warriors, and their seniors and their parents are coming across the track in front of us right now and getting some well-deserved honors and praise, and they're going to want to have a great night too, because it is entirely possible that they may be playing their last game here if things don't work out.
And Washington would love to see things work out. It's a three-team race here in District Number 5 of Class 4A. Washington, they know what they need to do. They need two wins, and win tonight against Waterloo East, to win next week up at Waterloo West, to forge a tie with Cedar Falls and Waterloo West. Now, if they get some help along the way, even the more better for the Washington football team. But they need a win tonight, and then they need to beat probably Waterloo West, and we'll get into that more as we go throughout the broadcast tonight, but not a one-point win, let's just put it like that, over the Wahawks coming up next week to qualify for the playoffs.
Right, and one of the key things for Paul James's Warriors right now is they need to get healthy, especially when it comes to one young man, Orion Vance, and he's not going to play in this game tonight. I'm sure you'll tell us more about that, but all indications are that he should be ready to go next week.
Yeah, Orion Vance is going to sit out tonight. He was injured in the Cedar Falls game, missed the Mason City game last week, and will miss tonight's game as well with an ankle injury. And I guess the best part about it is that they can afford to sit him tonight against the Waterloo East team that comes in 0-7. They're 0-3 in district play. It's not been a great year for Trojan football, to say the least, but they do have, they're down to, it looks like right now, around 20 young men out there. And hats off to them for being here tonight and playing football, because they got nothing to play for the rest of the season.
That's right, and we may even see some of the sophomores that were on in the game previous to this one who can come up, because they have a possibility playing limited numbers of quarters in the same night. So that numbers may go up just a little bit here yet for Waterloo East. But you're right, tonight's matchup is not optimal in terms of the competition level. It's going to pretty much be Coach Paul James' game to name the score, basically, is to be honest about the whole thing. But yeah, bigger things ahead for the Warriors.
Last week, Washington went up to Mason City and won 30-7, and the Warriors got a great game from Drew Dostal last week. He was a triple threat last week, receiving, passing. He ran the football. He's going to do a little wildcat back there. Of course, Drew was a quarterback a year ago for Paul James.
Yes, and you know what? We've been watching him do this on the football field for 3 years now. He came up as a sophomore, was very instrumental right away, stepping on the field on the defensive side of the ball. But when you talk about valuable players on a team. He does it all. He receives, he runs, he'll pass as a quarterback. He's going to be your punter. He's going to be your kickoff return and your punt return man. Oh, and by the way, he's one of the best players on a great, great defense for Paul James. So, yeah, I mean, you talk about maybe your MVP of your team. Probably have to give some votes to Drew Dostal.
Yeah, and of course, the regular quarterback, Brian Cundy, has had a terrific year. He has thrown for 16 touchdowns, has thrown for 12 interceptions, but for 1,351 yards. The defense has been stellar for Washington, giving up only 12.7 points per game. Warrior defense also only giving up 181 yards. And it's interesting that you talk about a Washington team that's having trouble putting points on the scoreboard at times and moving the football. That's unheard of over the last 15 years.
It's so ironic because there have been so many great Warrior football teams throughout the last five decades, honestly, in the history of the school. But when you talk about Warrior football, it's tradition that they have prolific offenses that are so much fun to watch go up and down the field running and my goodness, we've jokingly referred to them through the years as tailback high, for goodness sake, because they just have great tailbacks year in and year out. And the defense maybe has been the one that in some people's eyes has been unable to keep up with the offense. And this year, as you said, Scott, it's kind of just the reverse. But what a great problem for defensive coordinator Mo Blue, and he's so deserving of it because he's been so loyal to the Warrior football program for so many years.
And not like guys like Connor Malcolm and Drew Dostal and others haven't done a good job. But it's not been as consistent as we have seen in the past with the Travis Rones and the Michael Milams and, you know, just go down the line and name your tailback from whatever you would have for Washington.
The list of tailbacks, prolific, gifted and talented tailbacks that have come through Washington's program. They literally just reload every year. Unfortunately, that hasn't quite been the case this year. And as you said, not to demean anybody or say that the people that have been running the ball haven't done the absolute best job that they can, but they just haven't had that marquee feature back that they have in years past.
I think a lot of people are going to get a chance to carry the ball in this one here tonight. We had a chance to talk to Paul James earlier on, get some of his thoughts here on senior night as Washington gets ready to take on Waterloo East as we come your way in the Holmes-Murphy pregame show. And a big thanks to Holmes Murphy for helping us out, not only during the football season, but the basketball season. They are our pre-game show sponsor. Paul James from earlier on this evening, his thoughts. Back in the Holmes Murphy pregame show as we get ready for Washington and Waterloo East, head coach Paul James joining me. And Coach, good win on the road. Your first trip to Mason City, and you're 1-0 up there now.
Yeah, we had a good road trip up there. Kids played pretty well all game long, and put up 507 yards total offense, which was a good step in the right direction for us.
Boy, Drew Dostal had a great game. He did everything last week.
Yeah, he did. We put together a little package for him at quarterback, which, you know, he played some quarterback last year, and he played it when these guys were sophomores and you know, before that. So we just wanted to get a little bit of a different threat going, and it just helped us all around, I think.
Well, obviously, it is week eight, but realistically, this is a playoff game coming up the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we're right now in a six-game season. It was a seven-game season. We took care of business last week because we have to win out. You know, basically, once we don't win, we're virtually done, you know. So, you know, tonight's important to keep it moving. And then the Waterloo West game, it's important to get a win in that one to get into the playoffs.
Head coach Paul James, some of his thoughts as we get ready for this one here tonight. We're going to take a break, come back, and get ready for the opening kickoff tonight. Fourth-rated Washington taking on Waterloo East here from Kingston Stadium. Back with more after this. You're listening to High School Football right here on KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Let's go back to the stadium for coaches' interviews and more analysis of tonight's game. It's the Holmes Murphy pregame show. Once again, here's Scott Unash.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium as we get ready for the national anthem here tonight as we honor America with the Cedar Rapids, Washington marching band on the field here before the Warriors take on Waterloo East. And right now, let's honor America with the national anthem. Washington Marching Band with tonight's national anthem. Scott Unash and John Haggerty with you here. We'll check in with Dennis Kanak coming up in just a couple of moments. We'll go through throughout the evening here, John. We'll go through the playoff scenarios, and there are a lot of them, especially here on the eastern half of the state in Class 4A. We mentioned three-team race now, Cedar Falls, Waterloo West, and Cedar Rapids, Washington. We know one thing. There's going to be a darn good football team that's going to be on the sidelines coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes, and if you're a Metro football fan, perish the thought that the possibility of neither Kennedy or Washington qualifying, I didn't even like to talk about that.
Yeah, and we'll get to that throughout the evening here tonight. With that in mind, let's go downstairs to about the 16-yard line and check in with the third member of our team, Dennis Kanak, downstairs. A little bit of a brisk evening tonight, Dennis, but we welcome you in here at Kingston Stadium.
Good evening, guys, and it is great to be with you once again as we kick off week number 8 of the high school football season. It's hard to believe as the time has flown by this year, but here we are once again out of beautiful Kingston Stadium and a beautiful night for high school football. It is a little chilly, about 46 degrees at kickoff. The flag is lifeless. No wind out here at all. It is just going to be a cool, chilly evening as the temperature will drop throughout the evening. Won't affect the football players at all. Might affect the fans and those of us standing on the sidelines, but guys, we broke out the boots tonight, so we're ready to go down here on the sidelines as this Warrior team continues this march towards the playoffs and needs a victory here tonight to keep their hopes alive. So against a Waterloo East team, and we'll be patrolling the sidelines. There'll be a lot of moving parts on this Warrior team tonight as they brought up a lot of sophomores to play. To give them an opportunity, so we'll be checking the rosters, trying to get you numbers and keep things all straight down here on the sidelines. We'll talk to Coach Paul James at the halftime, and with a Warrior victory, if that happens tonight, we will also talk to him and a player at the conclusion of the ball game. The guys were ready to go down here as the officials take the field, get ready for the kickoff, and the Warriors about ready to come out of the tunnel. And with that, we will send it back upstairs to you.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Our officials tonight, our local crew, headed up by Mark Wold here this evening. Washington in the red helmets, the blue jerseys, the white numbers with the white and red stripes, the white pants with the red and blue stripes. Waterloo East in the visiting white jerseys with the orange numbers and the black pants with the black helmets. John, I don't know how many of these you've been in over the years that you probably know coming in that it's going to go your way. And Washington has, as Dennis alluded to, they've brought up the entire sophomore team to play in this varsity game. It was a freshman preliminary game tonight. Waterloo East has their sophomores in with their juniors and seniors. The Warrior freshmen winning tonight 27-18 over the Waterloo East freshmen here this evening. And it's a tough atmosphere for a coach when you know what's probably going to happen.
Yes, and to answer your first question, there were precious few times that I was ever in the position to know that I could come out and literally name the score on the opposition. It just seemed like the years that maybe we were possibly going to play a Waterloo East team, they didn't find their way on our schedule like this. So I can't give you a lot of input from my own personal experience, but I will tell you this. Paul James is in a difficult situation tonight. He's got his entire sophomore team up here in dress. There's an enormous number of bodies down there on the Warrior sideline. And, of course, he wants to get every last one of them into this game. That's not going to be as easy as it sounds, even though the caliber of competition is going to be very limited. Now, let's go over to Waterloo East on that side. Fortunately, I've never been part of a team where I could only put less than 20 guys on the field either. But this is a Waterloo East team that probably has diminished in numbers because as the season wears on, they have just gotten beat progressively worse and worse every week. And so attrition has probably taken its toll. And so this is going to be a very, very difficult game to call. But you know what? What's the alternative? Calling off your schedule and not playing at all, I have an enormous amount of respect for Coach Xavier Leonard bringing down this small number of Trojans that he does and bringing them out here to continue to play. I think that takes an enormous amount of respect on the part of everybody that's here to watch this or listen to this game tonight.
All right, set to go. It will be kicking off for Waterloo East, Melvin Hernandez. He'll kick off from right to left as the Trojans will defend the south goal. And the approach and the kick, short kick, will take a bounce at about the 25, picked up on a hop to the 30. This is Eckhart with the ball, coming to the 35, to the 40, and out of bounds at about the 46-yard line. And that's where Washington will have it first and 10. Brian Cundy, the quarterback, the 5'11", 195-pound junior. We'll see Drew Dostal in there as well as a quarterback. We'll see him in a running back. We'll see him as a wide receiver, the 6 foot, 190-pound senior. Nick Bjornsson, also a senior, 5'10", 160-pounder out there. Rain Weiland, the tight end, 6'4", 210, and a senior. As the Warriors will have Ian Thomas in there as the starting tailback to start things off here tonight, the 5'9", 195-pounder. Hand off Thomas off the left side. Huge hole, 45-40, tripped up, and a penalty flag down as Thomas goes down at about the Trojan 38. And that came way downfield.
15 yards from the line of scrimmage at the point the tackle was made.
And the Warrior offense backing up. And we'll see what one play, one penalty. Here it's going to be a personal foul against Washington on a face mask.
Not too often you see that on the offense.
Nope. And that occurred quite a ways downfield, so it'll be actually a first down and 9 coming up now for the Warriors. Interesting. Don't see many of those, but we'll see one right here. Ian Thomas, 19 carries, 65 yards so far. Ben Nassif will be the fullback. He'll be the lead blocker. Same play right side. Thomas, 45 to the 40-yard line and just about to that same spot before the penalty called it back, down to the 36. And that'll move the chains on a gain of 17 and a wash first down.
Going to see a lot of bread and butter Paul James offensive plays here tonight. Should see a lot of ISO handoff to the tailback. Should see a lot of power. Should see some counter trade.
Todd, Grubel, Sherman, Alt, and Potter. Terrific offensive line. They will go tight end left and on the handoff. Second back through Thomas. Right up the middle. Runs over, folks, to the 20, to the 15. And caught from behind and brought down at about the 10-yard line. J.C. Clark, Jr., makes the stop to probably save the touchdown.
Well, Ian Thomas met a linebacker about 10 yards downfield and put the shoulder pad and helmet lift drill on him, knocked him literally on his back, and then continued his trek downfield.
First down. They will say first and goal. Ball right on the 10-yard line. A minute into this one here tonight. I formation. Twins to the left side. And on the counter, here comes Thomas. Blocker in front. Cuts it back at the 5, and he's in. Touchdown. 3 plays. 4 if you count the penalty, and Wash is already into the end zone. And that big offensive line, Todd, 270, Grubel, 240, Sherman, 215, Alt, 290, and Potter, 235 were just road graders.
Yeah, they really did. You could see the blue jerseys just almost road grade the white jerseys back on each and every one of those running plays. And if the first drive is any indication, there might not be any reason to throw the ball from up above us in the press box with Paul James tonight.
Cundy to hold. Extra point try by Andrew Hammer coming up. And it's on the way. Line drive kick is up and good. So we're just a minute 10 into the game, and the Warriors lead it here 7-0 before many of the seats are warm downstairs below us here on senior night for Cedar Rapids, Washington. It is a, we'll talk a lot about playoffs tonight. 17, used to be the 13-point rule. Now it's the 17-point rule. They've upped it by 4, and that's your, if there is a tie, especially a 3-team tie, that's your determination if all teams beat one another.
Right, and of course, when they say the 17-point rule, they're talking about the margin of victory that you score in or above your opposition score. So, for example, if you win by 20 points, the margin of difference is 20 points, you still only get 17.
Correct.
For that game. And if there's an overtime win, no matter what the winning team gets in overtime, they can only get a plus one for the win or a minus one for the loss.
Yeah, no matter what happens in the overtime period. J.C. Clark, Christian Banks will drop back for Waterloo East. Twin safeties at about the 7-yard line for the Trojans. Hammer will kick it away. 7-0 lead already for 4th-rated Washington. Hammer, a high kick, but a short kick. Coming down the Banks, and he muffs it at the 10. Goes back, picks it up at the 8. Coming to the right side. Stops, tries to cut back at the 10, and gets out to about the 13-yard line. And that'll be a pickup of about 5 on the return, and Waterloo East will have it for the first time. And they'll scrimmage from their own 13-yard line. Landon Clemenson, 5'7", 170-pound senior. The quarterback has only completed 12 passes. They've only attempted 36 passes this year. This is a running team, and the leading rusher is Tyrell Gordon, who's run it for 362 yards so far this year. 6 foot, 186-pound junior.
Well, 10 seconds has already run off the play clock, and they have not come out onto the field yet.
Trojans will hurry up, and now they'll get things rolling here. For Waterloo East, and this time they're going to run it out of the Wildcat with J.C. Clark. Starts right and thrown backwards by Rain Wyland. Going to be a loss of a couple there. As Clark took it himself. He's one of the wideouts for Waterloo East. Trojans will look to the sideline and go a little no huddle. Clemenson now will get back in there at the quarterback spot. Elijah Muhammad, a 6 foot, 177-pound senior, is the wide receiver. Clark again will be calling the signals with Clemenson behind him. He'll hand it off to Clemenson, starts to the left side, gets back across the original line of scrimmage and gets to about the 14-yard line for a pickup of 3. So a little different look for Waterloo East tonight with the quarterback moving to the tailback spot.
Well, I'm sure at this point in the season, after 7 weeks of futility, they're just grabbing at straws right now, trying to find any way that they can get positive yardage on every play.
Full house backfield as Banks and Gordon are there with Clark and Clemenson. Direct snap and the inside handoff and the ball loose, fumbled right at the exchange. And Clemenson fell on it at about the 12-yard line, so it's going to be a loss of about a yard. And a 3-and-out here early for the Trojans. Drew Dostal there on the stop. And they'll mark it at the 12-yard line. Hernandez to punt it away for Waterloo East to Drew Dostal. No rush. Left-footed kicker gets it away. Line drive kick goes through Dostal's hands, retreats, picks it up in his own 43, comes to the 45-50, big hole up the middle, 40, angling to the far side of the 30, cuts it back at the 20, got a block at the 15, to the 10, to the 5, carrying Trojans in for the touchdown. I don't see any flags.
Nope. That will go for the touchdown.
57 yards on the punt return.
Well, and that ball was not kicked very far in the air. And as you described, it bounced along and went to his side where he had to turn around and go backwards to pick it up. But as we see so often in cases like that, coverage got downfield, and once he got past him, there were only a handful left downfield, and then some fairly shabby tackling aided Drew Dostal in running that into the end zone.
Hammer to try the extra point coming up here as the Warriors already up 13 to nothing here. Good snap, placement made, and the kick on its way, and it is good. 8:40 to play here in quarter number one. It's Washington 14, Waterloo East nothing. We will take a 30-second timeout and come back to Kingston right after this. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No strings checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Welcome back to Kingston Stadium in the Bob Brooks Press Box. Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Dennis Canock downstairs with our sideline reports. And we are less than 4 minutes into it, and the Warriors already with two touchdowns, one by the offense, one by the special teams. And it's now 14 to nothing as Banks will drop along with J.C. Clark for East at about the five-yard line. They'll line up twin safeties. Here's the approach and the boot. End over end, deeper kick this time, and he'll go into the end zone. And East will have it at the 20-yard line. Washington defensively. Ty Johnson, Connor Malcolm, the corners. Drew Dostal in there as a safety for Washington. Up front, Billy Faulkner, Rain Weiland on that front line for Washington. I believe Parks McBride. Out there as well. Yes, he is. Ian Thomas at a linebacker.
Ben Nassif.
Yep. Brad. I knew I'd do that once this year. Travis Metzger.
That's
there.
An honest mistake. Dad says thank you.
Yeah. And Nathaniel Burke in there is a linebacker as well. Three receivers to the right. Shotgun formation. Clark off the fake. He's going to keep it himself. Tries the right side. Stood up. Pushed back. Going to be a loss of about a yard. McBride was there. Ian Thomas. Also right there for the Washington defense, playing without Orion Vance tonight. And Warriors have no shortage of linebackers, though.
And there's some pretty good ones on that sophomore team that are dressed for this varsity game as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Second down and 11, coming up on 8 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Again, three receivers to the right, spread formation. And the read handoff inside, cross the 20, and hit hard at the 22-yard line, I believe it was Clemenson. And Connor Malcolm helping him up after he got hit. I believe it was Rain Weiland that got him.
Rain Weiland, the returning All-Stater from that defensive end spot out there, just solid. If you're ever going to run to the left, it's going to be tough going.
Third down for Waterloo East. In the backfield for the Trojans is Gordon. Clark, the quarterback. Offset eye to the right side. High snap, and it goes all the way back to Gordon. Retreats, gets it, and then snowed under. And it will be marked at about the 14-yard line, and you name a Warrior on defense, and they were back there.
Yeah, there was a blitz coming from the outside there that was dialed up. So even if that snap had been right to the quarterback, I'm not so sure the result wouldn't have been a 6-yard loss anyway.
Tough one right there for Clark, and another three and out here for Waterloo East. And the Trojans will punt it on their own 19-yard line. Good snap back, no rush, gets it away, low end over end, short kick. Takes a Juan Luis bounce, though, across the 40, across the 45, and it will be touched dead at the 49-yard line. And Hernandez punt will go about 32 yards. And that's where Washington will have it, already up 14 to nothing with 6:40 to play here in the opening quarter. On senior night here, senior night always brings about its own special set of circumstances.
Well, it does, and there was a wonderful group of seniors and their parents down there that have given so much to this Warrior football program. Nice to see them honored tonight, including a newly joined senior, Apollo Bettsworth, who formerly played at Cedar Valley Christian.
That is correct. 23 is Anthony Jones, I believe, set as a tailback this time, and he's one of the sophomores. Off the fake, Cundy to throw. Rolling to the right side, throws upfield in the flat, caught near side. And that is Burke. Turns it up inside the 35 and pushed out of bounds at about the 30-yard line for Nathaniel Burke.
That's right. Nathaniel Burke running the patented tight end drag pass off of the rollout bootleg action, which is a staple of Paul James. And, boy, I tell you what, if you ever need a go-to play to pick up a third down, that's the one that he likes to go to.
And it's usually open.
And it was open on first down there.
First down for the Warriors from the right hash mark. Toss to Jones. Cuts it up at the 30 to the 25 to the 20-yard line and breaks a tackle. Nice little stop-and-go move at the 15 and down to about the East 12. We're going... And Jones with a good run right there in his first varsity carry.
Anthony Jones, 5'6", 165 for the sophomores.
That's a gain of 17. And another Washington first down. Nassif stays in there as the blocking back. High formation. He's showing blitz this time. Hand off Jones off the right side. Runs into the pile and brought down at about the 10.
Power play where the fullback tries to kick out the defensive end. And Jones just didn't read his block right there. I'm sure that the coaches will have something to talk with the sophomore about on following your blocks.
But that's part of the learning process.
Well, it's a totally different speed of the game that occurs for a young man when he steps up off of that sophomore onto the varsity field.
Connor Malcolm actually in there as the fullback right now. And going to get a timeout, I believe.
Yeah, we've got a personnel issue here.
They're going to get Malcolm out of there.
Yeah, coming limping off right now. Connor Malcolm is.
This is Jordan. Well, 45 is listed as Jordan Metzger. And Metzger, 5'9", 150. And he will be the blocking back in there. Second down and 7. Quick throw. The fade. Left side of the end zone. Going for it out there. Bjornsson, he's got it. Touchdown. Nick Bjornsson, the senior, and I believe his first touchdown reception of the year.
Yep, the 10-yard fade pattern into the left corner of the end zone.
That's nice for senior night, isn't it?
Well, it sure is, and a wonderful family, the Bjornssons, who have had so many successful brothers and cousins throughout the years play for Washington, and it's that young man's turn now to get a little bit of notoriety.
And tell you what a beautiful pass from Cundy as well. Hit him absolutely perfectly from 10 yards out, and it's now 20 to nothing in favor of Washington. Here is the extra point try, and it's up and good. And it's 21 to nothing here for the Warriors with still 5:17 to play in the opening quarter as Washington kind of doing what we thought they were going to do.
That's right. It's just hard to watch in this sense. It's just a little too easy. And when every play goes for anywhere from 15 to 20 yards, I guess we're just not used to seeing that, Scott.
No. And it's too bad. This Juan Luis program, 7-8 years ago was a playoff
team. I know what you're
going to
say. Cody Asmus was the coach, and he had built them up steadily through the years until at the high water mark, he had a team that was 6-3 and going into the playoffs with possibilities of being ranked anyway in the top 10. And my goodness, how fast you can fall, however.
Yeah, absolutely. After the kick, we'll go down to Dennis and we'll get a sideline report coming up.
makes me want to go back into the archive, Scott, and look and see who the 4A coach of the year was that year, because I'm hard-pressed to think that it shouldn't have been Cody Asmus if it wasn't.
Moved to Des Moines in business, and here's the kick, and it's muffed, picked back up at about the 15-yard line and across the 20 to the 21-yard line for Waterloo East, and that's where they will have it there. Let's go downstairs to Dennis with an update.
Guys, real quick down here, Cody Malcolm going through some undergoing some drills by the trainer down here on the sideline, looking at his knee. He had come off limping. It looks like he's going to be okay and probably will be back in the ball game soon, guys. Also, the crispness and the good execution of this Washington team. Yes, they can do pretty much anything they want against East, but other than the penalty on the opening play, they've been very crisp in an execution of both the running and the passing game, guys. Looking very good down here back upstairs.
Rudy Eckhart is in there. Thank you, Dennis. As one of the defensive backs. Here is the toss to the short side, trying to cut it back at the point of attack and brought down there, I believe, is Clemenson. As he tried the right side, cut it back to the middle. No, check that. That is Terrell Gordon. He's the leading ball carrier and rusher for Waterloo East on the air. His first carry of the night goes for zero, and it'll be second down and 10. East does not huddle. They will send Ryan Valenzuela out to the left side. Slot on both the left and the right. Gordon alone setback. Three-man front for Washington. Long count. Here's the inside handoff. Gordon cutting it back. Makes one man miss and backs his way to about the 25-yard line. A little better run that time. And that was Landon Clemenson, who was playing quarterback this year, and he'll take it to about the 25. And another third down. And East is predominantly a rushing team, as we said.
Well, they sure are. And right now, defensive coordinator Mo Blue not really sending much in the way of blitzing from his linebackers, which is usually the case. They're just kind of playing a base defense right now.
Gordon tailed the tandem in the eye. And off play action, Clemenson to throw. Going to throw deep right side. Man out there, underthrown and almost picked off. Had him out there, and Ty Johnson, the junior, broke it up. Stood with it, and it'll be fourth down. First pass.
I like the way Xavier Leonard, the coach for the Trojans, is thinking here. Why not give it a shot? Everybody else does it, and had that been thrown maybe another yard or two downfield on the right shoulder of the receiver, that could have gone into Washington territory.
Absolutely. Punt formation now for Hernandez of Waterloo East. High snap, brought it down, no pressure, gets it away. Kind of a floating kick and off the side of the foot. It's going to be a short one. And we'll see where the officials will mark it.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's going to net more than 10 yards at most.
About 13 yards on the punt. And Washington already up 21-0 with 3:42 remaining here in quarter number one. We'll have it again deep inside Waterloo East territory at the Trojan 38-yard line. So a tough task becomes tougher.
Well, Wash finding itself up. Three touchdowns in this short portion of the game and only had two possessions. This will be their third possession. That other touchdown courtesy of the Dostal punt return for the touchdown.
Thomas back out there. Cade Saylor to the left side. One receiver out to the right. And the Warriors will go with a tight end to the left, or check that, to the right side. That's Parks McBride. Inside handoff, Thomas pushing blockers to the 25 and down close to the 20-yard line.
Counter Trey for the first time tonight. And like we said earlier, just all the bread and butter basic running plays here being used by Paul James with his offense tonight.
Fifth carry for Ian Thomas. And he's already at 72 yards and one touchdown. Already back in the red zone. Clock still moving. 3:22 to play first quarter. 21-0 Washington. Pro set formation this time. With Thomas back there. And they're going to give it off to the young sophomore. Angling to the right side. And close to a first down. On the carry, Jordan Metzger. And he'll go for about 9. We're hoping these numbers are all correct.
Well, we're working off of two sheets for Washington tonight because the sophomore team did not play in the sophomore game. The freshman team played for Washington during the sophomore game.
Smith Allen to the right side, one receiver to the left. Here's the counter to Thomas. Big hole to the 5-yard line. Spun and brought down at about the 3, maybe the 2-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Warriors. On another run. And right now, Washington's offensive line is making holes that are 5-6 feet wide.
Yeah, they're just gaping. And all of the basic bread-and-butter running plays for Washington right now. The offensive line just making it look like they're a well-oiled machine at this point.
Two receivers to the right side for the Warriors. One setback, and they're going to throw the quick out. It's caught by Saylor, and a nice solo tackle by J.C. Clark right at the catch at about the 4-yard line. It's going to lose a couple.
Now, Mr. Clark says, I can play some defense, too.
And with the diminished numbers for Waterloo East, I'm going to have to play offense and defense. Under 2 minutes to play here in a rapidly moving first quarter. Warriors in the eye. Metzger, the fullback. Thomas, the tailback. Down to 9 on the play clock. Second and goal from the 4-yard line from the right hash. Hand off Thomas off the right side. Going for the end zone, and he got it. Good hard run, and Thomas is in for his second touchdown run of the night. Second of the year, and it's 27-0 Washington. And again, the Warriors making it look pretty simple.
Well, with a minute 34 left here in the first quarter yet, and Wash pending going up 28-0 if this is a successful PAT, I think the band's going to get more tired playing than the athletes are out on the field, Scott.
Jeff Downing helping us out. 2012, Cody Asmus was 6-5 with this team. They won a playoff game. Extra point up and good. Remember that. They beat one of the MAC teams. I think North Scott, maybe? I'd have to double check that. But
no, Jeff can find out who the 4A coach of the year was that year.
Good luck.
Unless he's got a... Well, he can go to the link to the Iowa High School Athletic Association and probably find out in the archives.
Might be able to,
yeah,
to
if you
do
go
that.
To the archives, Jeff, you'll be able to see a link over there by year. And if you hunt and peck around on that, if you're bored enough, you can hunt and peck around on that enough. And I'd be curious to see. I don't think it was Cody that year, but my goodness, it certainly could have been.
Yep. Well, take a 30-second timeout as Washington on top 28-0. And we'll come back to Kingston Stadium for the kickoff after this. You're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Buyrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Buyrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Back with you here, and the kick goes into the end zone over the head of one of the upbacks for the Trojans. And it will be first down and 10 for Waterloo East from the 20-yard line. Washington three possessions offensively, three touchdowns and one punt return by Drew Dostal, a 57-yarder for a touchdown as well.
You know, Scott, I'd say that this has the possibility of being the most points we've seen scored by a team in the first quarter over the last 14 years you and I've been broadcasting together. But then I remember that championship game last year in 2A between Mount Vernon and Spirit Lake, and I'm not sure that this probably even comes close to that.
We're not there yet.
No.
Kerryon Brown, 5'7", 220, and a sophomore, will line up as the fullback. Gordon will be the tailback. First and 10 for Waterloo East. Straight ahead, handoff to Gordon. Tries to angle left and runs into Ian Thomas, among others, right at the 20-yard line. Also getting up Rain Weiland off the bottom of the pile for Washington. And Travis Metzger. Warriors wearing the pink socks tonight.
Pink all over, yes. Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Absolutely.
The palms and cheers all in pink. A lot of crowd in pink.
Gordon the tailback, second down and 10. Toss sweep right side to Gordon. Had to cut it back at the point of attack and got about a yard. As a knifing in there, Metzger again on the stop. Also Burke in there for the Warriors. And it'll be third down and 9 coming up after the pickup of 1 there by Gordon. One thing that Dennis is going to have to do downstairs tonight, he's going to have to give us a very descriptive report on Orion Vance's headgear tonight. Not playing. He's got something good going on. Clemenson rolling to the right side on third down and long. Lobs it upfield, caught at the 25-yard line, but then dropped incomplete as he tried to get it out of the backfield to carry on Brown. Orion is not going to be cold tonight.
And you tell me, maybe you're not old enough to remember this, Scott, but I think Johnny Carson wore something similar to that in one of his sketches.
Yes, he did. He's got the...
Without giving away Dennis's description.
No. The guy, Warriors downstairs warming up, I believe, Mike McCurry. As Melvin Hernandez will kick it away for Waterloo East. Another low kick, angling to the right, and it will go out of bounds again as they were punted away from Keon Smith Allen.
Yeah, after that punt return for the touchdown that Dostal ran 57 yards in, the punt team for Xavier Leonard's Waterloo East Trojans wants no business. They've kicked it out of bounds every time since.
6 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. As Washington with the 28-0 lead here. And it looks like it's going to be Connor Malcolm coming out there to be the tailback this time. Spread formation, three receivers, Eckhart, Dostal, all to the right side along with Cade Saylor. Back to throw, rolling to the right side is Cundy. Throws the comeback route, caught Dostal at the 30 to the 25 and pushed ahead to about the 20-yard line. And that's going to be a pickup of 18, and that will take us to the end of the first quarter of play. After one from Kingston Stadium, it's Cedar Rapids, Washington, 28. And Waterloo East nothing. Back with the second quarter after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on 1600 AM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
It's a Class 3A District 3 get-together this Friday night on KGYM. This is Scott Unash. Join John Hagerty and me this Friday at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM as 3A number 2 Xavier hosts Benton Shelsburg. The unbeaten Saints have clinched a playoff spot and can win the district title outright with a win over the upset-minded Vikings. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Benton Shelsburg at number 2 Xavier. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
Sports radio on the historic main gym. 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Smith Allen. And Washington scores to make it 34-0.
Well, and that was just easy run for Smith Allen as he had two great perimeter stock blocks by Nick Bjornson and Rudy Eckhart.
Really did a nice job out there at the wideout position. So Cundy with his second touchdown pass. As the Warriors with their fifth touchdown, extra point is up and good. And before the kickoff, we'll throw it downstairs to Dennis Kanak.
All right, guys, down here on the sidelines, first of all, on that play, just before we came back from commercial break there, a great seal block on the end by the Warrior offense to allow Smith Allen easy trot into the end zone for that touchdown. And, Scott, the riveting reporting continues on the sidelines down here. The best way I can describe the Orion Vance headwear would be two words, Elmer FUD. So kids out there under the age of 30, 25, Google it and look it up. But that's the best way I can describe it to you guys back upstairs.
He looks good, though. He looks good.
And if you remember Johnny Carson. Floyd R. Turbo.
That's right. Floyd R. Turbo. Now, Dennis and I remember that. It's only the second quarter, and we've already got Floyd R. Turbo out there.
I thought we would talk about the possibility of a lot of things tonight. I would have never thought Floyd R. Turbo would come into the discussion.
New kicker in there for Washington. This is A.J. Patterson will kick it and angles it to the near side. Clark's got it at the 13. Coming left, 15 to the 20, 25. He's got a hold to the 30, to the 40. Beats the kicker to the 50, and Eckhart runs him down from behind at about the 35-yard line. So a little life there for Waterloo East on a 52-yard return.
J.C. Clark, both offensively and defensively, has been the spark plug for Waterloo East tonight.
They'll have it at the 35-yard line in Warrior territory. As Waterloo East trying to get on the board here. As the Trojans will have it. First and 10 at the Wash 35-yard line. They'll break the huddle. Play clock already running here.
Trojans looking for their first down of this game.
Right now, Waterloo East only with 10 players, I count. Play clock down to 3. Play clock down to 2. Down to 1. They do get the playoff. Clemenson to throw. Going to throw deep slant pattern. Intercepted. Intercepted by the Warriors at about the 10 and a convoy on the far side, and all the way downfield is Drew Dostal. He's got a punt return and now he's got an INT return.
Well, you talked in the pregame about how he did it all at Mason City last week. I think he wants to do it again this week.
85 yards on the interception return, and it's 41 to nothing. He was just playing center field and just waiting for that ball.
Well, it's great when your offense scores a touchdown every time they get their hands on it, Scott. But I'll tell you what's even better is when your special teams score a touchdown and your defense scores a touchdown. And that's what Washington's done. And we're only just getting started in the second quarter of this game.
Total yards for the first quarter, Washington 161 and 4 for Waterloo East. They'll have Hammer try the extra point here. Here's a snap, placed down, and the kick up and good. And it's 42 to nothing in favor of Washington. And I think you can safely tuck this away. John, as far as the Warriors getting the win and getting the 17-point margin that they're going to need.
Well, yeah, and, you know, as we look down on the Washington sideline, this is Jack. Conservative estimate, there's got to be 60 guys dressed.
Yep.
And so there's a whole lot of them right now saying, okay, coach, it's time for you to put me in. 42 to nothing, and we just started the second quarter. You know, once we get to the second half, that continuous clock's going to start, and things are going to go, I mean, lickety-split.
Yes, they are. Waterloo East with J.C. Clark back, and also dropping back will be Valenzuela. As he will drop to about, they will both drop to about the 10-yard line. And one other game tonight going on in the state of Iowa. Somebody's helping us out with Floyd R. Turbo picture.
Well, I'm getting texts and photos of Floyd R. Turbo as we speak.
Davenport Assumption and Clear Creek Amana playing a big one.
At Brady Street. That is a big one.
Here's Hammer with a kick. End over end, and it will go into the end zone. And a good kick right there. And it will be Waterloo East ball.
Boy, there's a lot of people in Marion that are going to be watching the outcome of that game tonight.
Yes, there are. That district is in a complete uproar right now, basically.
Do you think even in his wildest dreams, Tim Lovell, the new coach at Marion High School, would have thought that going into week 8, his team could still be the district champions of their district?
Yeah, I don't think in his wildest dreams, maybe. Realistically, going in with both feet on the ground, probably not. Gordon the tailback behind Big 33, Kerryon Brown. Receivers left and right for Juan Luis. They'll run it. Second back through. This is Gordon and pushed back. Burke in there. Ethan Trow, 6'3", 235-pound junior backup in there right now for Washington. And it'll be second down and 10. Gordon, four carries and only a yard so far in this one. 11 minutes to play first half and a 42-0 lead for number four, Washington. Long count. 12 in the play clock. Toss right side. Gordon trying to get to the corner. Turns it at the 20 and up to about the 25-yard line.
There was a huge hold there.
Yes, there was.
I mean, and huge. And it was right in front of the official. And he kind of started reaching for his hanky, and then he thought, nah, I think we're going to let this play out.
And it's tough for the officials, too.
Absolutely.
For Mark Wold and his crew.
Absolutely. And I'm not sure that it would have had a whole lot of bearing on the play, really a yard or two at most, but still.
You don't want to add insult to injury. Third down and five from the 25-yard line. I formation, twins left, one receiver to the right. Warriors showing blitz from the outside. Here they come. They'll hand it off to Brown, the fullback, and hit right away. Rain Wyland. Connor Malcolm all there to converge on Kerryon Brown. And it'll be a fourth down coming up. And here comes Hernandez to punt it away.
Smith Allen going back deep to field this, but I'm guessing it's going to go out of bounds like almost all the punts before it have.
Yeah, he'll line up at about the 45-yard line. No wind, as Dennis mentioned. Nope, snap is bobbled, and he gets it away. Kind of a knuckleball kick. We'll take a Trojan bounce across the 45 and touched up at about the 47 for a punt of 22.
That ball was kicked so short that I'm not sure anybody on Washington's return team had a clue where it was until 5 yards after it hit the ground for the first time. It was so short.
So Washington will have it. Up 42-0. And they'll have it in East Territory at the Trojan 47-yard line. Shotgun, one setback. Here is the handoff. The inside look, 45, 40. Jones back in there, 35, and the sophomore. Anthony Jones takes it down to about the 30-yard line. And that's going to be 17 more. His third carry for 37 yards. And it'll be first and 10. They're going to mark it at the 31-yard line. Bjornsson. Eckhart in there now as a receiver for the Warriors. Cundy at quarterback. Four-man front for East. Inside handoff. Huge hole, Jones, to the 20-yard line and tripped up right there as he gets down to about the 19-yard line.
You got a Trojan down now.
Yep. That's the last thing Water Luis needs. That's Richard Lowry. He's a sophomore. Listed at 5'2", 171. There's one, let's check this. There are three freshmen on the Waterloo East varsity roster. Remember, they're playing with the sophomores up with the varsity. At least most of them. And the numbers, when you do that, aren't bad. Furries, but they've had injuries, they've had defections.
Yeah, this is the tough part of the season to finish it up. Being able to just field a team, I think, is a success for Xavier Leonard at Waterloo East, and you know he's holding this program together with baling wire and duct tape right now, and the last thing you can use is an injury like that, especially one of your linemen, because the guys that are out there dressed for him tonight, they're not very tall. They're pretty spunky. They're giving everything they've got, but they just not very big bunch of guys out there. And as you said, it's because so many of them are freshmen and sophomores.
Also, as Lowry's going to be helped off, the other docket tonight around the Mississippi Valley Conference, you have the divisional cross-country meets going on tonight. The start of the Women's Swimming and Diving Championships in the Mississippi Valley Conference. The diving portion went off earlier today at the Coralville Rec Center in Coralville, hosted by West High. So it's championship season. We're getting down to it. Talking to assistant coach Frank Sherman in Washington before the game, and he said, I can't believe it's week eight.
This does this every year to us, doesn't it?
First down, Washington at the East 19. They're in the red zone again. Cundy on the inside, handoff. This is Malcolm busting through, and he's going to go for the touchdown. So Connor Malcolm, or Chucky.
That's right, Chucky.
As he's called, he gets it
affectionately
in
by his teammates and coaches.
For the touchdown, first one of the night for Malcolm, and that is his third touchdown run of the year.
Seven touchdowns by Washington on only five possessions. Of course, the special teams punt team score and the interception by the defense return for the touchdown, making up the other two touchdowns.
Special teams, defense, rest on offense. Extra point try on the way, and just nudging it through was Mr. Hammer. And with 8:39 to play here in the first half, the Warriors now out front, 49-0 here in this one. We'll go ahead and take a 30-second timeout, and we'll come back to Kingston right after this as you're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium from the Bob Brooks Press Box tonight. As Washington up 49-0 with 8:39 to play. They're showing the District 5 football standings up on the scoreboard right now.
Oh, boy.
And Waterloo West on top at 3-0. They're undefeated at 7-0. Best start they have had in ages. And Washington and Cedar Falls right behind. But remember, Cedar Falls beat Washington a couple weeks ago in that head-to-head battle. Here's the kick. Patterson down to about the 13. Clark threw his hands, and he'll go back to get it. And could have been a little extra, but they're going to say it's touched up at the 8-yard line.
Well, we're still looking for a first down from Waterloo East offense. And my tally sheet is totally unofficial, but while they're unable to get a first down in their six possessions so far in this game, at least half of their plays have gone for positive yardage, however, even though they haven't got that first down yet.
Yeah, still 0 for the night on third down tries, but still in there getting things done.
Not going to help this effort on this drive, though, starting down on their own 8-yard line.
Clark back in there at the quarterback spot. Play clock down to 5 here for East. Clemenson will be the setback, and instead they're going to hand it off, and this is, I believe, Christian Banks, and right there on him was Rain Wyland, who rained down. I think that was Clemenson.
Yeah, between Rain Wyland and Parks McBride, there's just haven't been able to do anything outside offensively for the Trojans tonight.
We'll go down to Dennis after this play here. Second down and long for East, and we're going to get a timeout for the Trojans. So that will give us an opportunity to go downstairs to Dennis and check in with him on the sidelines.
Yeah, guys, I was just going to jump in on the Rain Wyland commentary there. He has just been an absolute wall down here tonight, in on every single play for the Warrior defense. And we've seen this Warrior team several times this year, and he has been impressive throughout. 6'4", 210, and very quick to the football. Very smart football player down here defensively for the Warriors. They're having their way with the East team, but as I said earlier, they are executing and doing their job, and I think you'll hear that when we talked to Coach Paul James at the halftime. I think he'll be pleased with what he's seen out of this Warrior team. Yeah, the score, it is a dominating game, but they're playing very clean football down here, and Ray Weiland is playing exceptionally well, guys, back upstairs.
All right, Dennis, thanks.
Very easy to forget that Rain Weiland was an All-State selection last year as a junior.
Yep.
I think he just kind of, sometimes he slips under the radar a little bit. Not everybody knows he's out there until you play him.
Washington with a couple new corners in there. Karamitros and Malik Vance are in there for Washington. After the timeout, second down, we'll call it a little more than 13. Clark will send Gordon in motion around the formation. Now run a little option here, and in trouble, reversing field, getting a block. And this is Gordon at the 10-yard line to the 15, and he made lemons into lemonade out there. He was caught in the end zone, John, did a complete 180 turn and got east to first down.
Yeah, first of all, they ran to their left, and the option pitch was behind him. He very easily could have muffed that, put it on the ground, and then swarmed in for the safety, but somehow he recovered that ball, turned completely around to the over-pursuing defense, and then biggest gain of the night and a first down finally for Waterloo East.
Seth Semrau in there as one of the middle linebackers. First to 10 East at the 20-yard line. One setback. Quarterback Clark on the fake, on the keep, and not much. Ran into Seth Semrau. Clark dropped back at about the 19-yard line. And it'll be second down and long. Clock down to 7:14 to play here in the opening half. And Washington already up 49-0. And we'll, barring something unforeseen, we will have the continuous clock in the second half.
Of course, we can't have the continuous clock in the first half. It cannot commence until the beginning of the third quarter.
Second down and 11. One setback, Clark on the option, hands it off this time, and nothing doing. Warriors were there just about as quickly as that ball was.
That handoff was met in the backfield for about a 3-yard loss.
Yeah, that was Brown. And he was met right there. So it'll be a third down coming up, as Washington will take out Smith Allen. Third down for the Trojans. They're 0-for-5 on third down tries. They'll send Gordon across the formation in motion. And the handoff is fumbled, and right there on it was Burke. He will retrieve the pigskin at about the 14-yard line.
Boy, that was a really sloppy handoff. And once the quarterback dropped it, it was right in front of him, and he didn't even make an effort to fall on it.
Nope.
So, second turnover of the night for Waterloo East. This will be a fumble to go with the interception. And a great field position starting on the 14-yard line of the Trojans for Paul James Warriors.
Already up 49-0. Looks like the second team, couple guys in there. Cundy Thomas is back in there as the tailback. First down at the Waterloo East 14 with 6:04 to go. Cundy on the read option. Hand off to Thomas. Right side. Cuts it to the 5 and then cuts outside for the touchdown. And Thomas goes in from 14.
Thomas gets the hat trick tonight.
Yeah, he does. He's a pretty effective runner.
He's just gotten better as the year's gone on. And his instincts have always been good, but he's just seeing so much better now, and following his blocks is almost effortless tonight anyway.
Extra point try coming up as it's 55-0 in favor of the Warriors. And Hammer will try it again. He's going to be needing a little leg massage at halftime.
Yeah, between he and the pep band, I'm not sure who's going to be a little more fatigued.
Extra point up and good. And that makes it 56-0 here with still 5:55 to play in the opening half.
Well, now I'm bringing back memories of the old 50-point rule that we used to have in the old days, Scott. That's when the band did play at halftime and everybody went home. There was no second half at that point.
Seen that before.
We have seen that. Not for a long time.
And I'm glad they changed it to the 35-point rule. The 50-point rule was not a good rule. First of all, it should have been 49 because then
Multiples of seven.
You're forced to get another score.
That's right. Or go for two on one of yours.
And then the...
Which never looks good.
Right. And that, yeah, that's not going to look good in any situation.
Well, I'm not sure what you do if you're Paul James here. You've got this slew of guys that are dressed up with all the sophomores being up tonight. But, you know, you got to leave your starters in at least for the first half, don't you? I mean, it's tough to pull guys out wholesale at the end of the first quarter. And I know this is an incredible mismatch, but... this is just one of those situations.
Well, I think we're seeing our answer here because the second string offensive line is huddling on around their assistant coach down there. So I think we're going to see some second teamers coming in. So the kickoff goes into the end zone, and with Wash up 56-0 here, Waterloo East will have it at the 20-yard line and. Yeah, the East starting to move pretty slow right now.
Well, yeah, when you say moving slow, they're just kind of watching the ball do whatever it's doing, whether it's a fumble that they have and then they just watch the Warriors fall on it, whether it's the kickoff and it just goes through people's bodies on a hop, skip, and a jump into the end zone. They're just resigned to the fact that when they look up at the scoreboard and it's not even halftime yet and they're already down 56-0, it's kind of that woe is me, here we go again.
Coach Jason Davis was down there around his offensive line. Waterloo East, first and 10. Clark, Gordon, and Brown in there for the Trojans on first down from the 20-yard line. Twin receivers to the left, one to the right, long count in the shotgun, and running into each other, the backs, Brown and Gordon, and Brown gets it.
That just didn't look good when you've got three backs in the backfield and they all converge at the ball. I almost thought I was watching a Kyle Knox special team starburst punt return there for a second.
You remember the starburst? How could you forget the starburst?
Well, I'm just not used to seeing it on offense is all.
No. Cole Lamprecht, he is a freshman. He is in there out to the right side. Gordon leaves the backfield. He's in the slot right. Four receivers now for East. Clark, the quarterback, gets the snap, and he'll hand it off inside, and nothing doing for Brown. Eckhart met him. Also, Ben Nassif in there. Gains about a yard, and that's about it. And it'll be third down and long coming up for Waterloo East. Under five to play here in the first half, and Wash up 56-0. They've scored offensively, they've scored defensively, and they've scored via the special teams here this evening. Four receivers, one setback. Pistol formation, handoff to Brown up the middle just to get some yardage, and runs into Nathaniel Burke and Parks McBride as he crosses the 15 and gets to the 16-yard line. And Kerryon Brown with his fourth carry for minus five tonight. And another East punt. And Hernandez will trot in there again and get it away. Line of scrimmage will be the 17-yard line. And Smith Allen dropping back for Washington. Late entrant coming in, the protector for Waterloo East. That's another sophomore. Low snap, bobbled, picks it up, and gets it away.
And again, just not much on that kick at all.
And it'll be touched at about the 35-yard line. With 3:34 to play, Warriors are not coming in and trying to block it. If they would have, they would have had that one.
Yeah, that's the case on most of these. And the poor punter, he maybe gets it 10 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, but not much more. And, oh, that's just very difficult to watch. I'm sorry.
And here comes all new blue shirts in there. Mike McCurry is going to be the quarterback. Now, he's the sophomore quarterback, 6'3", 180-pounder. James Baugh is in there, junior, as the running back now for Cedar Rapids, Washington. All new line in there, all new receivers. McCurry turns, hands it off. Here's Baugh, the right side, and pulled back. Good defensive play. Best one of the night, Carter Thill, 6'1", 266, and a senior. Made the tackle for the Trojans.
Here's your new line. I was watching them get organized on the sidelines, Scott. You've got Ethan Trow. You've got Yapritsky Fields, Brock Stewart, Bailey Taylor, and Parker Malone.
So there you go. Second team line in there. There's some big boys in there for the Warriors. In there playing wide receiver Malik Vance and Chris Karametros for Washington. Play clock down to four. Now they're going to flip-flop. New tight end in there for the Warriors. Play clock down to one. They get it off. Here's a toss to Baugh, trying to get to the corner. Turns it up at the 35 and brought down at the 30.
On the carry for the Warriors, number four.
Tight end, Jackson Foote, 5'9", 190-pounder. Playing a little tight end. Another of the sophomores coming up.
A lot of fresh jerseys on the field right now for Paul James Warriors.
I think Orion Vance is down there putting people in.
Orion has been right up there next to Mo Blue, his defensive coordinator. I think he's probably offering some pearls of wisdom here and there.
First third down conversion try of the night for Washington. That tells you how dominating it's been. Handed it off to Baugh off the right side, pushing ahead, and he didn't get there. Second quarter score. By the way, thanks to Jeff Downing. He's getting an early start on his scoreboard show.
That's right.
Clear Creek Amana and Davenport Assumption are tied at 7 right now over at Brady Street Stadium. And as we said, that is a huge game.
Assumption's really been coming on here in the last 4 or 5 weeks. Wade King's team always gets better as the season goes on, but this is a critical win for CCA.
Fourth down for the Warriors, and are going to keep the offense out there. Minute and a half to play here in the second quarter. And Washington up big. Receivers left and right, they'll run it out of the eye. Long count, McCurry hands it off, and Baugh lost the football. Fumbled it forward to the 22, and who's got it?
Well, I think Wash got it back. No.
Nope, East got it.
East did. That will be a fumble on the Warriors. And that's going to break their streak of touchdown possessions.
And Water Luis will get it back with a minute 16 to play. We'll talk to Paul James coming up at the halftime break. And like I said, I think Paul's going to be a fairly satisfied man at halftime. And East was something to hang their hat on there before the break.
Except with that fumble, of course, but he's got so many fresh jerseys in there and kind of a patchwork quilt of offensive players from senior level all the way down to sophomores that only blemish in this first half.
Warrior band will play at halftime. We'll take a look at the stats at halftime and the playoff scenarios as well. We have them all over Eastern Iowa. Handoff, nope, keeper. And a quick pass to the outside. That might be a lateral. Nope, they're going to say incomplete. From Clark.
Yeah, that would be very close to a lateral there. I'm not so
it
sure.
It might have been a lateral.
You look at that on the replay, that might have been a lateral.
But you know what? I think a good job.
Not tonight.
By the crew.
Not tonight.
No. Second down and 10 coming up. Minute 8 to play here in the first half on senior night here for the Washington Warriors. Banks will go to the far right side. Gordon out of the backfield. He will go to the slot right as well for Waterloo East. On second down and 10, they'll run a little option. Here's Clark on the keeper to the corner to the 25 and one-handed. Pulled down by Josh Tompkins. It was a second team, a lot of second teamers in there on the defense as well.
Sam Clark Reed coming in there and just swallowing up the handoff man that should have got the ball, but quarterback for East did a good job of faking him defense out there.
Under a minute to play and a third down. East 0 for 7 on third down tries. Blake Martin in as the safety for Washington. Reese Barton, a senior in there, as a corner for the Warriors as well. Third down, Clark on the fake and brought down. No one blocked Rain Wyland, and that's bad.
That's not good.
That is not good.
Not good at all. You know you're having a rough night.
And that's going to be a loss of 7, and that's going to take us to halftime. And I think mercifully, Waterloo says, as the Trojans, down 56-0, will go to the locker room. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if Paul James will spend the second half down below. Usually does that at times when it's a little out of control.
Unless it's a little chilly, and then he may go back upstairs. Who knows?
Dennis is going to get a chat with Paul James coming up here in just a moment. We'll give you all the stats as well here in just a little bit on Senior Night here at Kingston Stadium for the Washington Warriors. As they lead it here at the break, 56-0 over winless Waterloo East. Washington with 28 in the first quarter and 28 in the second quarter. Good to see Denny Gettle there on the sideline downstairs.
Yes, longtime Washington athletic director and coach as well.
That's right. Co-head golf coach on the boys' side and on the girls' side as well with Chris James.
And color analyst for you in the girls' basketball for many years.
Absolutely. Still will do a game or two.
And just all-around good guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We were waiting for Paul to make his way down, and once he does, we will get a word with him coming up with Dennis.
Associate Principal Darius Ballard down there about where he's going to come out, kind of styling with his...
You know, Darius is always looking good. I have never seen Darius not look good.
No, and I've been around him in many different scenarios throughout the years, and you would be exactly right. Even when he dresses down, he still looked like a model.
I'm jealous.
There was a Minneapolis. I don't think I'm breaching confidentiality here when I tell you there was a Minneapolis-based modeling agency that contacted him when we were teaching science together about coming up there and doing some work for them.
Hey, I can see it.
Here comes Paul.
And Paul is making his way toward Dennis here, and we'll get a word with the Washington head coach.
And we are down here with Coach Paul James, up 56-0 at the halftime. You scored every way possible, offense, defense, and special teams. It is a big score. It was a dominating first half, but what I noticed, and I'll let you comment on it, looked like a pretty clean game from your offense and defense. They played pretty well throughout. Your thought?
Yeah, it seemed to be that way. You know, we'll watch tape and stuff, but happy with our execution in that, I think, throughout the first half.
You'll go to a continuous clock in the second half, and as we already saw here late in the first half, opportunity to rest some of your starters, to get some of your second string and even some of your sophomores into the ball game. That'll be an opportunity to get some experience as well.
Exactly, and you know, it's always a fine line knowing when to do justice to your starters and when to do justice to everybody else that puts in all the time that they do. But we went a quarter and a half, you know, but we play like three tailbacks, we play three fullbacks, we play three tight ends. We were rotating defensively at the, especially at the D-back position. So we were rolling a lot of guys through it in that first quarter and a half, and then you know, we had a more solid, we called it a JV lineup on offense to go in that last possession, and they will finish out the game as well as the sophomores.
All right, Coach. Well, like I said, a very good first half, 56-0. Thanks for your time. Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
All right. There you go, guys. Coach Paul James, very satisfied with his team's play, and as you heard, an opportunity to get to rest some of the starters and get some of the second string and sophomores into the ball game in the second half as well. Go to that continuous clock with Warriors up big, 56-0. Back upstairs to you.
All right, DK, thank you very much. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Halftime score, number 4, Washington, 56, and Waterloo East, nothing. Back with the halftime right after this. You're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Oh, I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I'm Dave. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. From large factories to local garages, five-star hotels to the smallest cafes, you rely on me and Cintas for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Getting you ready for business. Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday.
I'm ready for you. Hope you're ready for me.
AutoZone presents Peak Performance. Maximizing fuel economy, engine life, and overall engine performance doesn't take a lot thanks to fuel treatment and fluids from AutoZone. And right now, buy one 10-ounce gum out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner and get one free. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies, and good advice are just around the corner so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Limited time only. Restrictions and details in store.
It's me, the little voice in your stomach. You know what time it is. Snack time. That means we need all-natural Oberto beef jerky. It's the delicious protein-packed snack that makes hunger a thing of the past. So listen to the little voice in your stomach and all those clocks telling you it's time to pick up some all-natural Oberto beef jerky. Oberto beef jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Oberto's all-natural line of beef jerkies. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Welcome back to halftime here at Kingston Stadium. The Cedar Rapids Washington Warrior Marching Band performing here. As we heard, minus four of their members who are up in Dubuque at the conference cross-country meet, the divisional cross-country meet that is taking place up there tonight. One in Dubuque, and I believe the other one in the Waterloo-Cedar Falls area today. And we wish everybody the best of luck up there. Well, I hate to say it, John, but kind of what we expected here tonight with the 56-0 game here at the break.
Well, it's disappointing to be sure. You'd like to have a Week 8 close matchup on a Thursday night, but that's just not the case. You know, it could very well end up that in we look back here in a month or so and see that Cedar Rapids Washington was maybe one of the best, if not the best team in 4A in the eastern half of the state. And, of course, Waterloo East the most challenged by far. So, monumental mismatch. But you know what? Waterloo East is here, and they're giving it everything they got. And that's a far cry from throwing in the towel and forfeiting a game. I still give them all the credit in the world. Xavier Leonard, their coach, for holding the team together with baling wire and duct tape and presenting a chance for the kids at Waterloo East to come out and play football.
Absolutely. And they got some youngsters out there. They're getting some playing time. Same thing with Washington. They're getting some youngsters out there, some playing time as well. 56-0. Warriors scoring on Ian Thomas's 10-yard run. Drew Dostal's 57-yard punt return. That made it 14-0. Brian Cundy to Nick Bjornson. That from 10 yards out and a beautiful fade. That made it 21-0. Thomas' second touchdown, 28. Cundy to Smith Allen, 35-0. Dostal, an interception return for 85 yards and a touchdown. And then Malcolm and Thomas with runs for Washington. And they lead at 56-0 at the break. Total yardage right now, 222-12 in the first half. Washington out in front. The Warriors have only thrown it four times. Brian Cundy is a perfect 4-for-4 for 47 yards. One touchdown, that to Bjornson. On the ground, Ian Thomas has carried it eight times for 99 yards, three scores. Four carries for Jones for 48 yards. Baugh, four carries, 12 yards. Metzger, one carry, 9 yards. Malcolm, one carry, 19 yards. And one touchdown. Washington with nine first downs in the first half. They did turn it over once. And the Warriors 0-for-1 on third down and 0-for-1 on fourth down tries in the ballgame. For Waterloo East, 12 total yards. Yes, 12 total yards in that first half of play. Nothing through the air. They're 0-for-3 with the combined quarterbacks at Clemenson and Clark. Gordon leading the way, 6 carries, 21 yards on the ground. Clark has carried it 8 times for minus 9. Brown has carried it 4 times for minus 5. Clemenson has carried it 5 times for 5 yards. East has turned it over on 2 occasions, and they both led to Washington scores, one on the interception return by Dostal, the other one on the 14-yard run by Ian Thomas. One first down in the first half for Waterloo East. They're 0 for 8 on third down tries, but East has the time of possession advantage, 15 minutes 35 seconds to 8:25 for Washington. But a lot of Warriors touching it, a lot of Warriors getting into the end zone, and this is a good senior night for Washington.
Well, lost in the shuffle here is the fact that Washington has defensively done this to a lot of teams this year. I'm not sure they've held anybody to 12 yards at halftime, but I know that they've held at least one team to only one first down in the first half. So one of the best defenses in the state, to be sure.
And playing without their best player.
And playing without Orion Vance, who's down in his Floyd R. Turbo hat. But great things are going to happen to teams that play good defense. And when we get into this playoff scenario, Scott, I'm going to give you a little bit of my theory on defense when we get to the Class 4A District 5 triangle that may well happen.
Well, let's do that, shall we?
Yes, let's go.
Let's talk a little bit about the playoffs here, and we'll talk more about this in the second half as well. Let's start with 4A, and this is from my own research. No
yes.
Computers were involved.
That's right. Your extensive research.
4A District 5, and that's where we are tonight. Washington with the 56-0 lead right now. Warriors need to win this one. They will. They need 2 wins, and that forces a 3-way tie if Waterloo West
wins out. Yes.
Well, no.
Well, wins against Jefferson
wins
tomorrow
against,
night.
Cedar Falls plays Jeff.
Excuse me, Cedar Falls. That's right.
Yep. Waterloo West, I believe, gets Mason City.
Yeah, it's Mason City.
Tomorrow night, which is not going to be a simple game, but Waterloo West should win that.
Yes.
Cedar Falls comes down here to take on Jeff. Randy Krejci's going to be at that game. We'll get reports on that tomorrow night on the scoreboard show. Jeff, take note of that. And also during our game at Xavier tomorrow night. All are favored to win tomorrow night. So that would set up Wash going to Memorial Stadium next week in Waterloo to take on Waterloo West.
In absolute need of a win.
And would have to win it. Now, we go to this. If Wash beats Waterloo West, let's just say that right away, that would more than likely forge a 3-way tie. You go to the 17-point
tiebreaker rule.
Wash would need to beat Waterloo West by 3 points. And that would put Wash in and Cedar Falls in. I beg your pardon, but put Wash and Waterloo West in. Wash needs to win by 3 points next week.
And leave out Cedar Falls because of that 17-point tiebreaker rule. Now, let me throw in a comment about that.
I'm not done yet.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not done yet. But if Wash wins by more than 10, then that would put Waterloo West out and put Cedar Falls back in.
That's right. So, now, can I throw a commentary in here?
Just, you sure can.
Okay, because there's no perfect solution to any of this, by far. And I'm not saying I've got the answer, but let me just go from a traditionalist defensive coach's mentality. In Cedar Falls, you have one of the best defenses in eastern half of the state, right?
Yep.
How is it that the 17-point rule then penalizes them for having a great defense but not a stellar offense? Okay.
It does.
I mean, there's logic in that if you're old school like I am. Now, of course, I would like to see Washington get in. But at the same time, there are purists who would say, when was the last time Waterloo West was in under a 16-team format?
Yeah, not the 32.
And do you really want to, if you're Boone and you're Iowa High School Athletic Association, do you really want to deny an 8-1 team from Waterloo West the ability to go to the playoffs? That would almost be a travesty, would it not?
With a couple of 5-4s on the other side of the state going in, perhaps.
There's just no good answer here.
No. All right. Moving on. 4A District 6 is a mess.
Yes, it is. Five teams still with a shot.
Yep, five teams, and they are all going to play pretty much one another in the last couple of weeks for the most part. District 7 all but wrapped up, and Alex Kuhn's going to have a dandy tomorrow night. Bettendorf and City High, they will get together again. Oh, bringing back the memories of Tavian Banks versus Tim Dwight in front of 14,000 people shoehorned into Frank Bates Field in Iowa City. Only scenario where Bettendorf and City High do not get in is if Davenport Central beats Muscatine tomorrow night, and then City High beats Bettendorf, and Davenport Central turns around and beats Bettendorf. That would give those two losses, and Central would have won the head-to-head.
But there would have to be some strange stars aligned for Bettendorf and City High to not take care of those two spots. Can we go back to District 5 for just 1 second?
Yep.
Tell me in your figurings, is it possible with five teams still in the race, Scott, could somebody that ends up 5-4 still represent District 5?
The Wash one or the one with the...
The one with the five teams that are still in District 6.
District 6. A 5-4... Possible.
See, now, take any one of those triangle teams that are 8-1 out of District 5 that Wash and West and Cedar Falls in, and just try and square that. This is where the Iowa State High School Athletic Association has got a real conundrum.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be addressed here in the next couple of years.
Let's go to District 8.
District 8, Kennedy Prairie and Iowa City West in there. Pretty simple for the Cougars. They must win tomorrow. They're going to be heavily favored, but they got to make the long trip down to Ottumwa tomorrow and listen to the Ottumwa fans, as the Wash coaches were telling me.
Right behind you.
Very interesting alignment. How they
literally feet behind you.
The old stadium is down there at Ottumwa, and Jeff knows all about that, working down there for a while. Kennedy must beat Ottumwa, and then play Prairie. We'll have that game next Friday night. Kennedy and Prairie going at it.
They have to beat Prairie.
Kennedy will have to win, and they are going to have to win by 11, it looks like.
That's going to be a tall order.
Because Prairie's got Burlington tomorrow night. And if Prairie, all they've got to do is win by 14 tomorrow, and they have it clinched. And the Hawks should be in and ready to go. Iowa City West, they are in with two wins. And the Trojans then, and if Prairie beats Kennedy, then West winning the head-to-head over Kennedy last week gets them in over the Cougars.
Now, there's another triangles-ish situation, if you will, where there's a darn good team that's not going to go to the playoffs in that district.
Well, and another one to throw out there, kudos to our friend Joel from Muscatine, who we met in week number one here. Muscatine's they are out right now.
And that's just a travesty, too, because we saw Alfonso Soko in the first week, or was it the second week, against Kennedy, and that is a tremendous team the Muskies have this year. Again, denied.
Yep, they will not be in there in 4A in this side of the state. 3A, real quick here. We'll get to the others because we're going to have time here in the second half. Well, let's hit 3A3 before we have to take a break here. Xavier's in. Saints have clinched a playoff spot. They will win the district and get a home game in the first round with the win over Vinton Shelbsburg tomorrow night. Bent Community, all they have to do, this will make Dennis happy, all they have to do is win one game, and the Bobcats will be in as the district runner-up because Xavier beat Benton in the first district game.
That's right, and keep in mind that when you go below 4A now, from 3A on down to 8-man, that there are, in essence, wild card positions, or their technical name, I believe, is at-large positions that can be had, too. Yep. So Benton Community, again, there's still a possibility that somebody else could from that district get in.
Yeah, 3A, 2A, 1A, and A all have two wild cards around the state. 8-man is just like 4A. They go with eight districts, top two get in the 8-man. All right, let's take a one-minute break. We'll come back, have the second half for you from Kingston Stadium. We'll talk more about the playoffs as well. It's 56-0, Washington on top here at halftime, and we'll be back with more after this here on KGYM Sports.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Buyrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Buyrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Second half underway as the kickoff goes down to Banks. He's to the 15, to the 20-yard line, and thrown down as he brings it across the 25 to about the 26-yard line, and that's where Waterloo East will put it into play. And again, we will have the continuous clock with Washington up big here by a score of 56 to nothing. They're going to mark it at the 26-yard line. After we are done here, we're going to send you to baseball. Game 5 between the Nationals and the Dodgers. Nationals leading 1-0 in the fourth inning right now over the Dodgers. That's being played at the nation's capital. And again, Washington, as Paul James mentioned, and he's got the second team in there. Down to 4 in the play clock. Brown starts in motion. Clark running that option. Looks a lot like the Jayhawk option. And the handoff up the middle, short gain to about the 29-yard line is Gordon before he was pushed back. Sam Clark Reed, I believe, the first one to get to him, number 56 for the Warriors. And Gordon will go for three. As we suspected, John, Paul James will be on the sidelines for half number two. And he usually does that when things get out of control. From the right hash mark, second down and 7. Four receivers in there for Waterloo East. And here is Clemenson running the ball off the fake. Up the middle, 30, 35, and close to a first down. And they might move the chains. And they will. First down, second one of the night for the Trojans. As Clemenson will go for 7.
All fresh jerseys in there now for Washington's defense. Starters have all got the rest of the night off.
Scott Bickle in there as a receiver. Christian Banks coming to the left side. Brown out of the backfield now. Gordon will be the lone setback behind J.C. Clark, the quarterback. Clark gets a snap, busted play, and he's in trouble and gets free from one, retreating, and thrown down by another. Clark Reed, I think, got him again. And just things that should not happen in Week 8.
Good job there by the second-team defense for the Warriors of seeing that, however, and swarming on it as there were 7 or 8 blue jerseys right there.
Loss of 8, second down, and 18. Already down to 9:17 to play here in quarter number 3. Trips to the left side for East. Wash with 5 in the defensive front. Here's the handoff to Gordon. Angling right and gets to about the 29-yard line. One of those sophomores that were brought up for Washington in on the tackle, and that would be Mason Hatfield, 6 foot, 170-pound outside linebacker.
Yeah, good tackle there with an assist to Marquise Hubbard, the 5'10 junior.
So third down and long. Gordon in there running the Wildcat, and he will hand it off, and this is Clark bobbled the handoff.
That's a fumble.
I think he's got it, though.
That ball was fumbled forward about 4 yards.
You got a lot of Jason Wood sophomore team members in there, and there are going to be more throughout the night.
Yeah, this is kind of a night off for sophomore head coach Jason Wood.
And will East punt? Yes, they will. They'll send Hernandez in. Punt it away from the 34-yard line. We'll see Mike McCurry in their quarterback spot some more for Washington. Low end-over-end kick. We'll take a east bounce, and Smith Allen's going to pick it up at the 27. Coming to the 35, 40 tripped up and brought down at about the 45-yard line. And that will be a return of 18 yards on the boot. And Washington will have it. With 7:40 and the clock running here in the third quarter, up 56 to nothing.
Let's do a little Waterloo's trivia.
All right.
Who's your one of your favorite former Waterloo East players of yesteryear? A couple of them played for the Hawks.
Reggie Roby.
Reggie Roby, the NFL kicker, too.
Yep. The late, great Reggie Roby.
There's another one that's still around the metro area here helping out, too.
Lou Montgomery.
Lou Montgomery, that's right.
This is not a good tonic for Lou, who is here tonight. Watching his once proud Trojan program. McCurry on the handoff. And just an off-tackle play going left side. And who was in there for the Warriors? Was that Apollo? That was Apollo Bettsworth.
Apollo Bettsworth.
Getting a carry here.
The diminutive one.
Senior. Saw Ed down there on the track.
Good to see Ed Bettsworth, who, of course, started the football program at Cedar Valley Christian, which is not in effect right now.
Nope. Running into a numbers crunch over there. Jacob Benson of the game. He's a receiver to the right. Karamitros to the left side. Apollo is going to stay in there. Josh Kakabit is the fullback, and we've got movement up front. There's your sophomore quarterback with a nice hard count.
That's right. If you're going to be a quarterback for Washington, you're going to learn a hard count, and you'll be good at it.
I will say this about East. Not one penalty tonight against the Trojans.
And, you know, that's okay. If you're looking for positives, that's a good one to come out with.
Clock stops momentarily here.
How about a former running back for Waterloo East who went on to set all kinds of records at Iowa State?
Oh, name's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, and he had a son that actually played as well.
You're going to have to tell me.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Holy Moses.
Yep, Jerry Moses and J.J. Moses.
How about that? They've had some good players at East through the years.
Yeah, they have. Illegal motion on Wash procedure, and McCurry bootlegging to the right side, going to throw short sideline. His first varsity pass is incomplete.
Nicely thrown on the bootleg, which means that you're throwing on the run there, and gave his receiver a chance to get that ball.
McCurry, good basketballer as well. Dad, a basketball coach here in town. Some of the lower levels.
Yeah, he just needs to be out here on this varsity field under the lights and see the speed that the game is played at a little bit, and he's going to be just fine.
We're number 12 there. 5:27 to play here in the third, and Wash up 56-0. They'll go tight end to the right side, out of the eye on third down and long. Third and 12. Here's a toss to Apollo. Turns it up at the 40. Little high step, gets out to the 45-yard line.
Apollo ran that with some nice confidence. Actually got the body lean out there, got his helmet and shoulder pads in front of his feet. Tried to put a little bit of a hit on the defender.
Ran it with a little gusto there. And Wash may have to punt for the first time tonight. They're trying to find Drew Dostal. Perhaps, or will they go for it? No, they're going to go for it.
They're going to go for this. Fourth and a long nine.
A.J. Patterson is in there. Now, he is a kicker.
And he's lined up pretty deep, so this could be a very quick kick.
J.C. Clark.
Had 10
Clark
on the field, however.
Still plenty of time. 5 in the play clock. Wash will get it off. Short punt formation here. And Patterson will punt it away. Nice spiral kick down to the 25-yard line. Banks, a little sidestep move, and gets caught and brought down. James Baugh there for Washington. And East will get it back. Clock continues to run with 4:10 to play here in quarter number three. And they'll have the ball at the 28-yard line. On the first punt of the night for Washington. We'll go back to old Tony Lombardi days. I don't want to punt.
Dan Sabers, cut from the same cloth. They're not going to punt unless you absolutely force them to with their back to the wall. And I don't say that negatively either. They're just that confident in their offense with the chance to have one more down that they can convert that they'll do it.
First and 10 at the 28-yard line. With the play clock down to one, did they get the timeout? Yes, they did. Timeout. We'll take one as well while we have a break. 3:17 to play here in the third quarter. And it's Washington all over Waterloo East by a score of 56-0. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back to Kingston after this here on KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's going to happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
First down run for Terrell Gordon as we start things off on this drive for Waterloo East. He will go for 10 and gets the Trojans a first down, and now we got movement up front. Both the offense and the defense move, so good luck trying to figure this one out.
This might be the first one on the Trojans.
One of the Warrior backup linemen helping out. Now I'm going to say offside against Washington, a little encroachment.
How about that?
That'll be first and five coming up. Some of the other playoff scenarios, 3A District 4, and that's where Marion is, Assumption, Clear Creek, and West Delaware. And they're all going to have a round robin starting tonight with Davenport, Assumption, and Clear Creek. First and five, direct handoff on the Wildcat. Gordon up to middle, shucking people off of him and into Washington territory for the first time tonight. As he will go for nine, and that's the third first down for Waterloo East.
Well, Clear Creek and Manor really threw a wrench into things there when they beat West Delaware. That was not according to form in a lot of people's minds.
First and 10 from the 48. Long count. And again, Gordon will follow his blocker, start up the middle, kicked it to the outside. And trying to get to the corner, broke one tackle. And brought down Sam Reynolds, another one of those sophomores that are up tonight for the Warriors. Make the tackle after a pickup of five. Right now it's just, Xavier Leonard is just saying, hey, to his leading rusher, the junior, Gordon, we're going to follow you right now.
Nothing fancy, just snap the ball and run.
Get you to baseball after the game here tonight. 1:15 to play third quarter. Clock running. Trip receivers to the right side. Back to the option. Here's Clark on the keeper coming right to the 40 and close to a first down for J.C. Clark. Going to depend on the spot. So we're down to a minute to play here in quarter number three. And they will give him the first down. So Clark will go for five on that particular run.
Solon's got to be looking pretty solid to win their district, aren't they, Scott?
Yep, Solon is in right now, and they are the district champ with a win tomorrow night.
Yeah, they
for Kevin Miller. And Oskaloosa and Washington are going to play, I believe, in week nine, and the winner of that one will be the runner-up. Here's Gordon on the keeper. Tripped up and falls forward for three to the 35-yard line, and that should take us down to the end of the third quarter, it looks like. Gordon, the ball carrier, down to 13 seconds. Let's see if East tries to run another play here before the end of the third. Not in any particular hurry. And they will let the clock expire. That's it for the third quarter. After three from Kingston, it's all Washington. Warriors 56 and Waterloo East nothing. Back of the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM Sports.
There are so many choices for a home loan.
Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
It's a Class 3A District 3 get-together this Friday night on KGYM. This is Scott Unash. Join John Hagerty and me this Friday at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM as 3A number 2 Xavier hosts Vinton Shelsburg. The unbeaten Saints have clinched a playoff spot and can win the district title outright with a win over the upset-minded Vikings. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Vinton Shelsburg at number 2 Xavier. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
Back with you here at the Bob Brooks Press Box at Kingston Stadium. Scott Unash, John Hagerty. Dennis has broke out the stocking cap. That's good to see, man. Well, he'll get a word from Paul James and one of the Warriors coming up at the conclusion of this one. Washington up 56-0, trying to keep East out of the end zone. Here's the read option. Gordon pulls it back. He'll take it right side, gets to the 30-yard line, and down to about the 28. As he took one of the sophomores along with him, Anthony Jones. A lot of guys getting a lot of experience down there for this Washington team. I'm going to say he's just a little bit short. So it'll be a third down and less than a yard. East can get their first third down conversion there. 0 for 8. Shotgun formation, Gordon calling signals. Read option, he'll keep it. Up the middle, first down and more, 25, and down to the 22-yard line.
Marquise Hubbard again there again on the tackle. Doing a nice job from that inside linebacker position.
Gordon's up to 56 yards now. Total yards through three quarters, 227 for Washington, 46 for Waterloo East. I know that Mo Blue doesn't want to see Waterloo East get in the end zone, but I think if you have a conscience out there, you probably want East.
Starting defense for Washington's down there exhorting on their backups as well.
Here's the handoff. Gordon slamming into that right side. And he'll take it down for about 8, down to the 15-yard line. There's some big horses up there for Waterloo East, that offensive line.
This is a proud defense for Washington. They've already got a couple of shutouts this year.
We'll go down to Dennis after this play here as we're coming up on 10:20 to play in the ball game. Make it four receivers, three to the left and one to the right. Clark back in there at quarterback. Long count. Clark on the handoff. Gordon up the middle. Hit brought down immediately after a pickup of one. Let's go down to Dennis on the sideline.
Well, guys, even though Washington might be up 56-0 here at the half or here in the fourth quarter, Coach Maurice Blue, defensive coordinator for Washington, has not stopped coaching. He has been very animated down here on the sidelines, exhorting his defense, trying to get them to execute and slow down this Washington drive. Guys, back upstairs.
All right, thanks. And it's a third down coming up here. Low snap, Gordon on the handoff, and Clark's got the first down. Off the right side, inside the 10, down to the 8. As Sam Reynolds again on the stop. Good mixture of plays right here for East, and looking good. Trying to get on the board here.
Yeah, don't tell Maurice Blue, though, that goose egg that's up there right now underneath the Trojans' name isn't important, because it is. That's just a defensive coordinator, and it's also just Maurice Blue.
Yep, exactly. That's the way he's ratcheted. Gordon on the fake. Keeps it himself and gets down to the 5-yard line. Ethan Trow in there on the stop. Also Brock Stewart in there making the tackle. Some of the other playoff scenarios here. Pella is in again with the district championship with the win, and Norwalk and Carlisle, they will play for the championship coming up in week, or the district runner-up in week 9 if they both win tomorrow.
That's right. And the question on everybody's mind, Scott, does Pella get sent to the west or the eastern half of the state in 3A?
Gordon off the fake, off the left side, and he's in for the touchdown. So So Gordon takes it in for 5 yards out, and Waterloo East is on the board, 56-6. That'll make the long, cold yellow buggy ride a little bit more bearable. And make Mo Blue a little bit unhappier.
So which half of the state do they send Pella to, Scott? Do they go west? Is it a 50-50 shot?
I think it's 50-50. I think it's 50-50, depending on who makes it and how they split it up. East's going to go for two here. Why not? Gordon runs into his back, keeps it, tries the left side, didn't get there. So it'll stay 56-6 on a long, long touchdown drive for Waterloo East. 2A District 4, let's go there. That's been the big one in Class 2A with Union, North Fayette Valley, and Waukon. And Union and North Fayette Valley, I believe, meet up this week.
That's correct. They play tomorrow night.
And that's going to be a heck of a battle.
That's a huge game for that district.
Number one versus number two. Union wins it. They are the district champion because they beat Waukon last week. Waukon will need two wins to get in. And in 2A5, that's looking like it's going to be Mount Vernon and Williamsburg owning that one. And they will play in week 9.
And Mount Vernon's been on an offensive terror these last 4 or 5 weeks. Since they got into district play, they are just ringing up the scoreboard offensively.
Yes, they are. Doing a great job.
And all that is where, in my mind, that 3A schedule that you play in your non-district games is really coming back to help Mount Vernon.
Absolutely. And they are both heavily favored this week. Now, Williamsburg does play West Liberty, and West Liberty, much like Davenport Assumption, if they come up with the win over Williamsburg and Mount Vernon beats Williamsburg in the final game, then West Liberty would get in based on the head-to-head. But stars will align for that one. Short kickoff, and it's going to go out of bounds. And Wash will have it at the 35-yard line. 1A, let's move there, district number 3. How about Bellevue? They've been down the last several years, but they are back with a vengeance, and they throw the ball all over the place. And they are the district champs of the win tomorrow night. And then West Branch and Clayton Ridge. West Branch meets Tipton tomorrow night. If West Branch wins that one and Clayton Ridge wins, as they are favored to do, that will lead up to a Week 9 battle that Alex will be at the Little Rose Bowl. And more than likely, the winner of that one will get in as the district runner-up.
And West Branch better be careful tomorrow night not to stub their toe. That's not a bad Tipton team that they're going to play.
First down from the 35 after the kick sailed out of bounds. One setback, McCurry will turn and hand it off to Jones. He's got a big hole left side, got the 40 to the 50. Down the numbers, near side, and out of bounds. Touchdown saving tackle by Muhammad. As Anthony Jones takes it down in the East Territory to the Trojan 32-yard line.
Connor Trey, right guard and tackle, pulled and led up in there, gaping hole. And Anthony Jones is running back and looks over at Coach Paul James and says, call that Connor Trey again, please.
Jones will stay in as the lone setback. Lincoln Riley is a wide out over on the far side for the Warriors.
Kinda, it is the other way.
Yep, same play. Another big hole. 25, cutting it back. Jones to the 20, cuts it outside. He's going to go. First varsity touchdown for that young man.
I'm telling you, he looked at Paul James on his way back to the huddle and said, call it again. And Paul James obliged him. He just sent it to the other side of the field.
That's over 100 yards for the sophomore.
Not too shabby.
Anthony Jones. He goes in from 32 yards out and makes it 62-6. In favor of Washington, as that will stop the clock momentarily. Extra point try coming up. They're going to let A.J. Patterson try it. And it's on the way, and he got it. Nailed it. 63-6 in favor of Washington. We'll go ahead. We'll take a minute timeout and come back and have the final 7 minutes for you from Kingston Stadium. After this, you're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
This is KGYM Scott Unash. Tomorrow afternoon at 3, we'll come to you live from the LaJames International College Tailgate Tour with the Iowa National Guard. The gym class will be live at Xavier as they get ready to take on Vinton Shelsburg. Here on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We'll talk with coaches and get ready for the action. The LaJames International College Tailgate Tour with the Iowa National Guard tomorrow afternoon at 3 on the gym.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Jay Jungjohann, the third kicker for Washington, boots it. It's a good night when you got your third kicker in. And
big hit laid on there for the tackle by Jabari Walls from the sophomore team.
East will have it on the 31-yard line. Some of the other districts, playoff scenarios, 1A, District 4. That is where Iowa City Regina reigns.
Let's see, would that be Regina?
They are in. They are the district champs with a win, and they are heavily favored Friday night. And Sigourney Kyoto and Wilton.
Yeah, the Savage Cobras and Wilton. That's going to be a big one, isn't
it? They will play in Week 9, more than likely for the district runner-up. Now we're going to have a Waterloo East timeout here. So we're down to 6:15. That will stop the clock. We'll keep it here.
One of the few things that can stop the clock.
And moving on to Class A, District 4, much like 4A6, is a mess with five teams all capable of getting the two playoff spots, Wapsie Valley, Lisbon. How about the renaissance of East Buchanan football?
Yes, down, but they're coming back here. And the Pirates making a statement this year a little bit.
Yeah, North Lynn in there and Etco in there. This is the old Tri-Rivers Conference with Wapsie Valley in there. And the new Tri-Rivers Conference. Class A, District 5, that's where number one Gladbrook Rhinebeck sits. They are the district champ. They're in. They're the district champ with a win. And then talk about a good team that might be left out. Hudson and Belle Plaine will meet in Week 9 probably for the runner-up spot. Hudson, one of the bigger Class A teams in the state of Iowa. Gordon in there at quarterback in the Wildcat for Waterloo East from the 31-yard line. Low snap. He will hand it off to J.C. Clark, turning the corner in the sweep. And Jones brings him down. He's playing defense as well. Anthony Jones. Also in there for Washington, Jory Soper. And it'll be a gain of about five for Clark. Talk to Paul James coming up after the ball game. Dennis might pick a player to talk to as well. 5:48 clock running. 63-6 Washington. And eight-man District 4 are now.
This will be an illegal substitution, I believe.
Penalty flag, says Mark Wold. First one of the night against Waterloo East.
Yeah, they had 12 guys out on the field. And actually, we're all lined up and started the play in motion.
Class eight-man District 4, Lone Tree and Midland with wins this week. They're both in. And they will play Week 9 for the district championship.
Just like Boone wanted it to work out.
Second down, low snap, and then they hand off to Gordon Mitt right away. Push back, very good defensive play in there, made by Sam Clark Reed, the junior again. He's going to play some linebacker next year. Only a junior.
So can I throw out the doomsday scenario for us?
I would love to hear it.
And I can't even believe that I'm saying that this is a possibility, especially because we've had double hitters here with Kennedy and Wash the last 2 years in a row. But it is possible. I don't think it'll happen, but it's possible. Kennedy and Wash could both be shut out of the playoffs.
It could be. Hand off. This is Brown. Starts up the middle, kicks it outside, and the big guy takes it across the 30 out to about the 32-yard line for five. Prairie looks like they're going to be in. Xavier is in from the Metro. Marion with a shot. Kennedy with a shot. Washington with a shot. All you want is a shot. at this point.
Well, and you've got to throw into our listening area, Mount Vernon, of course.
Absolutely. Lisbon. North Lynn can still get in.
Signal Benton. Up to North Lynn. It gets up to Coggin, doesn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hi to everybody in Troy Mills. Fourth down, East going to go for it here. And they're going to throw it. This is Gordon throwing up the far sideline, coming back for it, making the catch at the 40-yard line is Banks. Gets away and got a first down. He's excited about it.
Oh, and Mo Blue's not excited about that.
That's gain of 33. And the first completed pass tonight.
We may have to get Dennis Canock all over that defensive coordinator sideline watch because Mo Blue not happy at all.
Eighth first down. 3:35 to play in the game. 63-6 Washington. Three receivers out to the right side, one to the left. Gordon will stay in there at quarterback. In fact, a couple guys calling signals right now for Waterloo East. And the read option. Hand off to J.C. Clark. Twisted down as he gets to the 30-yard line. By Mason Hatfield. Yeah, we'll go down to Dennis after this play here and get the PG version.
Big 79, Bailey Taylor checking back in now. 6 foot, 375, and you are not going to move Bailey.
No, you are not. Second down and 5 from the 30, under 3 to play in the game. He's trying to get back on the board again here. Clark calling signals. He'll run the read option. Fakes, keeps, 30. Gets to the 25-yard line, and a good, solid tackle by Josh Tompkins. Brings him down right there, and kind of depend on the spot, but I think they will move the chains.
Got a Trojan down.
Yep, and we do have an injured Waterloo East player. Well, Dennis, we'll throw it down to you real quick as they tend to the injured Trojan with 2:27 to play. And you mentioned Mo Blue. He's still coaching because these guys are going to be playing a lot for him the next couple years.
Yeah, Mo Blue, to put it this way, had the hood on his sweatshirt up earlier, and the hood's down now as he wanted to be his voice to be heard out there on the field. And, you know, I think the expectations are these guys are young and inexperienced, but coaches coach, and then they're coaching them up, and they want them to execute and play as hard as possible and allow as few as yards as possible on this defense, guys. So it's typical of what we see in a game like this. They don't let their foot off the accelerator in terms of their intensity and coaching, and they want these guys to learn and execute, and that's what's happening down here on the field. And before I throw it back upstairs to you, I know you mentioned him earlier, but a shout-out to Benton Community, my stomping grounds, and Cal Goodchild and his team having a great year out there and a very likely candidate to make the playoffs as a runner-up in their district. So congratulations to them on an exceptional year. Guys, we'll send it back upstairs.
Yeah, there you go. Shout-out to the Bobcats.
And everyone in Atkins.
And by the way, congratulations, I believe, Dennis. And you can tell me if I'm wrong. I believe our good friends Kevin and Amy Korsmo had a homecoming king, didn't they?
They did indeed. Their son Cameron was crowned homecoming king at Benton Community Homecoming earlier this fall, and congratulations to them. So I believe both of those boys are going to be Hawkeyes and heading off to the University of Iowa to continue their education. Back upstairs to you.
Big question is, are they going to room together? That's the bigger question. Probably not. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, 72 gets the handoff.
Big 72 in there for Waterloo East. That's Tyus Phillips, 6'7", 267.
And he stood up like a sheet of plywood when he ran that ball, all 6'7 of him.
Yeah, he's going to lose two here. He's been waiting all year to carry the rock.
I want you to imagine handing the ball off to a sheet of plywood, and that's what that was.
He gave him one try at it. Now back to his right tackle position. Yeah. Back to your regularly scheduled program.
And that's how you keep your team interested all the way through week 9.
Hand off. Here's Clark coming right. Turns it up at the hash marks. Pushed ahead as he gets down to the 20-yard line. Marquise Hubbard in there on the stop for the Warriors.
Scott, I'm going to tell you, for having worked with linemen for many years, there is not a lineman who at one point in time during the season hasn't gone up to his coach and said, give me the ball, just let me run it one time, I'll show you what I've got.
I'm better than they are.
Just let me try. Let me show it to you one time.
And they did.
And they did.
Third down, and we'll call it six, with a minute 11 to play in the ball game. Washington up 63-6. Here's Gordon on the handoff. Gave it to Clark and then trailed him up the field, but Clark's going to get that first down, turns the corner, gets down to the 13-yard line.
Bailey Taylor, the nose guard, knocked a guy on his keister in the backfield and then stood up, looked down at him, grabbed his hand, and pulled him back up.
That's nice.
That's great sportsmanship.
40 seconds to play. Two receivers to the left, two to the right for Waterloo East. Clark calling signals, 12 on the play clock. He'll hand it off, and this is Gordon coming right. Angling that way and gets down to about the 11-yard line. He'll go for two. And East will try to get one more playoff here before the end of the ball game. Again, after the postgame show, we'll send you to Game 5, Nationals and the Dodgers going on at Nationals Park. Second down and eight, back to throw. Here's Gordon, the jump pass, tipped, caught on the ricochet, and a touchdown for Elijah Muhammad. Oh, there was a warrior down there that went right through his hands.
Josh Tompkins went up to get the interception. It was a sure thing, and it went right through his hands for the touchdown.
He'd love to have it back. And East is on the board with 6 seconds to play in the ballgame. On the touchdown pass from Gordon to Muhammad.
Going for two again.
63-12. Gordon run that read option, fakes, he'll keep, turns the corner, and he got in. So it's 63-14 now as a two-point run is good. And another gargantuan drive there by Waterloo East with the running clock going.
Well, we're going to have a kickoff, and then that's going to be it.
Yep.
That's all there's time left for.
Tomorrow night we're at Saints Field. We'll take a look at Xavier and Earl. Old friend Jim Womachill and Vinton Schellsberg coming up tomorrow.
Yes, Jim Womachill, the last Cedar Rapids Jefferson football coach before Brian Webb came, and is back in his hometown, Vinton, and coaching up the Vikings.
So looking forward to seeing Jim tomorrow. They've been a playoff team the last couple years. They've made some great facility improvements. They've had a good facility over there at Vinton.
Yep, two wins this year. They won their first game to open up the season, and then they won their last one last week.
Against Independence. So they've got a victory in the district. And they will take on the Xavier Saints. I am really looking forward to seeing Xavier tomorrow night.
Well, Xavier is a juggernaut, to be sure. They're just making mincemeat of their district, and they really haven't even been tested with the exception of their week one game against Regina. And so I don't know if Dwayne Schulte would like to have a close game. I think most coaches would going into the playoffs, but here's our last play of the game.
And it will be a kick angling on the near side. Hernandez kicks it away, and it's literally dribbled on the turf and picked up by one of the upbacks, and that is Caden Bowie, and that will do it for the ball game. He actually one-handed it down to the turf.
Yes, he dribbled it, as you're right.
And picked it back up. Warriors get the victory. Washington 63 and Waterloo East 14. And we will come back with the postgame from Kingston Stadium after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM Sports.
Specialist, what do you say about this Ford Escape?
Left rear tire, worn, uneven tread. Pressure's lower in front.
Nice assessment, treads.
Got the perfect fit. Ready to roll.
Now get a $70 rebate by mail on four select tires, plus another $70 rebate when you use the Ford Service Credit Card.
When your Ford needs service, you need the specialist at Ford.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service Credit Card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 12/31/16.
If you're about to paint, you're about to save. That's if you come into the Home Depot, where the best paints and best brands are now at even lower prices. Premium paints and stains, even rollers, trays, and tape. The Home Depot has lowered the price on over 300 items throughout the paint department, like top-rated award-winning Behr paint and primers, starting at just $23.97. Whatever you're painting, your project has never been more affordable. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Hey everyone, Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. You have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive? They're letting everyone try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing face brush and free shipping when you call right now, 800-747-4043. You heard right, a risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get prescription-grade Proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45, totally free, and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-747-4043. That's 800-747-4043. One more time, you ready? 800-747-4043.
Back at Kingston as we are on the post game as Washington goes to 7-1 on the season, more importantly 3-1 in the district, and off the checklist, take off this one and put a big check next to this one. They needed the win, they needed it by 17. They got it easily, 63-14.
They took care of that 17 point margin to be sure, but played a lot of guys, got a lot of fresh faces in there to play under the lights for maybe the first time tonight. Came away injury-free and clean. That's a big one tonight, Scott. You don't want to have anybody else go down before your big Week 9 game. And really, really hope that Orion Vance can get back to 100% by the time that they play. And then the other thing, they get an extra night's preparation here.
Yes, they do.
Going on their opponent to Waterloo West for next weekend. I've always said that that is something you should not take lightly. Don't discount that, because that's one more time for your team to walk through what the other team does. It's one more chance, a day worth of looking at film. And that's very, very important, just coming from my coaching standpoint.
We'll get a word from head coach Paul James with Dennis coming up here in just a moment. Warriors had a 28-0 lead after the first quarter, 56-0 at halftime. They scored offensively. They scored on the punt return. They scored defensively as well in this ball game tonight. Waterloo East fumbled it. It had two turnovers. One was an interception returned by Drew Dostal. Ian Thomas had a big night offensively for Cedar Rapids, Washington in the ball game. The numbers aren't going to look real glossy and real gaudy.
Yeah.
In this one for Washington.
No, never doing a blowout like this.
No, but they did what they had to do tonight.
On all sides of the ball, whenever you can get your defense involved in the scoring, your special teams, in this case the punt return team, that's a big thing. You want to be clicking on all cylinders, all phases of the game. The farther you get into the season, and especially when you hit the playoffs, you want to be full stride and know that every time you send 11 guys out on that field, no matter whether you've got the ball or not, whether you're going to get the ball or get rid of it, that you've got a team that you can depend on to be good.
All right. They have broken the huddle, and Dennis is down there with the head coach of the Washington Warriors, Mr. Paul James. And Dennis,
we'll be right here, guys. Coach Paul James trying to round up a few guys down here. So
he's herding cats at this point. I heard Chucky.
Exactly, I heard Chucky too.
I heard Chucky.
That'd be Connor Malcolm.
Get some seniors out there on senior night. Might not be the last time the Warriors play here, but I guarantee you, as the ritual is always, before we get to Dennis, and Dennis, interrupt when you're ready. They will. All right, we're ready to go.
Okay, we are down here with Coach Paul James as he's getting the troops rallied down here and getting a few people set up for interviews. Coach, congratulations on a 63-14 victory. Gave you an opportunity to play a lot of guys. You were able to, run a lot of the base offense, base defense, but for the most part, a clean game. And your thoughts?
Yeah, like I said at halftime, I thought it was pretty well played. It looked like by and large we're getting our assignments taken care of and following through on them, and looked relatively sharp tonight.
Indeed, and I know it gets difficult in terms, and you said it at halftime, and you know it's a fine line on when to pull out the starters, put the reserves in a game like this that got out of hand early. But you had an opportunity. You managed the game nicely. You were down on the sidelines with your team in the second half, and you had an opportunity to get a lot of guys out there, get a lot of experience. So this even builds for next year, I would suppose, getting some of your younger guys some varsity game time.
Yeah, it was good to see everybody get in. Our sophomores did a nice job on offense. I think had a three-play scoring drive, so that was all good.
Yeah, in that first quarter and a half, your varsity defense really pitched a shutout, did a nice job. We'll talk to Rain here in a second, but they did everything they had to do and really didn't allow a lot of offense to ease.
No, they're quick, they read their keys, and they're sure tacklers, and it just turned out pretty good.
Looking forward here now. You got an extra day of preparation and practice time as you prepare for a really big one next week with Waterloo West. Your thoughts going in next week? Your healthier team, I know you sat Vance tonight, or Ryan Vance, but the healthier team pretty good so far?
Yeah, I think we should be in pretty good shape come week from Friday. Yep.
Well, congratulations again on a big victory as you continue the march towards playoffs. And we'll talk to one of your defensive standouts here. Congratulations on it.
All right. Thank you very much.
We'll stand over here with Coach Rain Wyland. And, man, you were all over the field tonight in the first half. You were pretty much a one-man wall out there, didn't allow Waterloo East a lot. You were in the backfield as much as their backfield was. I know you game plan for this, but you guys played a crisp, clean game against, an opponent that was that you overpowered and you knew coming in. But your coaches had you do what you need to do, and a very solid game by you and the defense.
Yeah, we were all able to read our keys, fly to the football, gang tackle, and hopefully we get some confidence going into next week. It's a big game.
It is a big game, and we'll go ahead and look forward to next week. You got an extra day of prep time, but this team seems to be getting better each week. You had a tough loss to Cedar Falls a few weeks back, but it seems like you rebounded nicely. A win against Mason City, and now a big win tonight. And now you get to prepare for a really big game next week.
Yeah, we're going to keep preparing for that, and hopefully we'll get better every day, and we'll be ready next Friday.
Well, Ryan, congratulations. Very solid game by you and your defense tonight, and we'll let you go and go celebrate with your team.
Thanks.
There you go, guys. Rain Wyland and Coach Paul James down here on the 63-14 Warrior victory on a game that got out of hand early, but Warriors did a nice job getting a lot of guys on the field and managing the game well, and now they prepare for that really big game next week against Waterloo West. Guys, that'll do it down here as the Warriors celebrate, and we wrap things up on a chilly Kingston Stadium turf. We'll send it back upstairs to you.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much, and we'll see you tomorrow night at Saints Field. Let's go over the final stats in the ball game tonight. Total yardage, 304 total yards for Washington, 159, and most of that came in the fourth quarter for Waterloo East. For the Warriors tonight, 257 yards on the ground, 47 through the air. Brian Cundy was 4 out of 4 for 47 yards and a touchdown. That went to Nick Bjornsson from 10 yards out on a beautiful fade pattern. Mike McCurry, he was 0 for 1 in the ball game tonight. He got a half in as the sophomore quarterback. For Washington, how about the young sophomore Jones? 6 carries, 113 yards, and a touchdown in his varsity debut. Not too shabby for him. Ian Thomas, he got the thing going for Washington. 8 carries, 99 yards. He had 3 touchdowns, 2 of those in the first quarter and 1 early in the second quarter as well. Baugh, 4 carries, 12 yards. A carry for Connor Malcolm for 19 yards and a touchdown. Metzger carried it one time for 9 yards. Bettsworth, 2 carries for 5 yards in the game for the Washington Warriors. 11 first downs for Washington, 3 penalties for 25 yards. And 1 turnover. For Waterloo East tonight, 159 total yards, 113 on the ground, 46 through the air. Gordon tonight was 2 for 2 for 39 yards, and he had the one touchdown. That was the deflected pass to Elijah Mohammed with 6 seconds left. Banks also caught one for 33 yards in the ball game. On the ground, leading the way for Waterloo East was Tyrell Gordon, 17 carries for 72 yards and one touchdown. 20 carries for J.C. Clark for 31 yards. Clemenson carried it six times for 12 yards in the ball game. 11 first downs as well for Waterloo East. They were penalized once for 5 yards tonight. Waterloo East turned it over twice. Washington with one turnover in the ball game. East had 6 3 and outs all in the first half and all in their first six possessions of the ball game. Waterloo East was 3 of 12 on third down tries. Washington only had two. They were 0 for 2. Washington 0 for 1 on fourth down tries. East was 1 for 1. And as what usually happens in these games, time of possession really one-sided with the continuous clock. East had it 34 minutes and 40 seconds to 13:20. Washington put 63 points up in 13 minutes tonight. Now, the defense got one, and special teams got one. Still pretty good.
And as much as Waterloo East had the ball in that running clock of the second half, they got a couple of touchdowns, and they're going to go home feeling good about that second half.
It'll make practice a lot easier next week.
Well, it's not going to make getting up and going to class first hour tomorrow any easier going back up the interstate, though.
Nope, probably not. But Wash did what they had to do tonight. I think that was the bottom line. They brought the lunch pail to work.
Right. They got out healthy, and everybody's feeling good because so many guys got on the team. But now the difficulty level ratchets up enormously as they've got one more game, and it is literally for all the marbles. They either win by at least 3 points next week or their season's over.
Yep.
And that's almost unheard of for a Washington team to not be looking, especially a quality Washington team. This is the highest ranked Eastern Iowa team, and there's still a possibility that they may not make the playoffs if they do not win by at least 3 points next Friday night up at Waterloo. This is not a home game for them at Kingston either. And to go up there to that Central Middle School field, that's not an easy thing to do.
Nope. And playing on grass, too. Haven't probably had too many games on the natural stuff this year for Washington. Have they had a game on natural grass this year?
No.
No. Haven't.
No.
Unless Mason City has it. I'm
well,
not
Mason
sure.
City would be the exception.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they have grass or not up in Mason City, but we'll call Tim Fleming on that and see if we can find out. Not tonight. We won't wake him up at this point. But, yeah, it's going to be a tough one next week, but Washington playing well. They'll get Orion Vance back, it sounds like. Devin Moore and company will be tough. And they're going for a 9-0 season, which Waterloo West has not done in I don't even know if they've ever done it.
It's possible they've never had a 9-0 perfect regular season. It's possible.
I mean, you're going to have the community behind them. You're going to have alumni behind them. You're going to be going up against a lot of people.
It's going to be a hostile environment that Washington's going to go into next week. But what they have going in their favor is that they have guys that don't flinch easily when the bright lights are on and the deck of cards is stacked against them. Paul James is going to have his guys ready to go up there. And you get guys like Drew Dostal and Orion Vance and Rain Wyland and Kundi. They're going to go up there and they're not going to flinch, Scott. So this is going to be a very, very tightly contested game. It's going to be an incredible defense that Washington has against an outstanding offense led by Devin Moore, the coach's son. But it's going to be a sight to see.
Yeah, and but the one thing Washington will have with intangibles, they've been there before.
They have, and they expect to win. They've got the tradition year in and year out. Waterloo West a little bit more, Johnny, on the scene for the first time here. And when it comes to things like that, those intangibles of tradition, a lot of times they'll shine through and help you get that win.
Washington, big win tonight, 63-14. And we're going to get you some baseball coming up here on 1600 AM. We'll join up with 107.5 and 106.3 FM as we'll join up with the Nationals taking on the Dodgers. John, we'll see you tomorrow night. We're at Saints Field, and we'll get a chance to take a look at number one or number two, depending on what poll you subscribe to, as the Xavier Saints will look for the district championship against Vinton Shelsburg.
That's right. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. That's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio. Thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. Appreciate it a whole bunch. Thanks to everybody out there that tuned into the broadcast tonight as well. For Dennis Kanak and for John Hegarty, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score of this Class 4A District 5 game tonight. Number 4, Cedar Rapids, Washington, all over Waterloo East, 63-14. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from the Bob Brooks Press Box here at Kingston Stadium.